defend from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. Once again, we are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London on this day, the 13th day of August in the year of our Lord 2013. I am Onnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Wherever you are on this planet Earth, we are welcoming you. For some people, it's their morning, so we say good morning. Those is the afternoon, we say good afternoon. For some of you, in the evening, we say good evening. And for those past midnight, we say good night to all of you. Because Radio Biafra is not only received in London, in England, it's not only received in Biafra land, it's not only received in the US, it is received in every country on this planet. As long as you have a device with internet accessibility, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra. Especially now that we have launched our app, our mobile app is out. We have today launched the Android version of it. If you go to Android Marketplace or Google Play, you should be able to download Radio Biafra app. There is no longer an excuse for anybody not to keep up to date. Everybody with a smartphone in the world, it is our duty, it is our obligation to make sure that every mobile phone owned by any Biafran anywhere on this planet has Radio Biafra app on it. It's an assignment not for the editorial board of Radio Biafra. It's not an assignment for those that work for Radio Biafra, for our volunteers. It is a duty of everybody, every listener of to Radio Biafra, everybody that wants Biafra restored in truth and honesty, to make sure that every mobile phone around you, if it belongs to white people, pink people, yellow people, black people, red people, brown people, everybody must have Radio Biafra app on their phone. It's cost us a lot of money, a lot of effort. It is not a generic app. It is a bespoke app built for Radio Biafra. When you go into it, you see the reason why. Very soon, we shall bring you live television on that very mobile device that you're carrying. If you download it on your laptop, you should be able to watch us on TV there as well. Anything we tell you, we are going to accomplish, because this is Radio Biafra. There is no other institution before us, and there's not going to be any other after us that can do the type of things that we can do. Not by our might, not by our power, but by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, who is in heaven, God the Creator himself. We are welcoming you wherever you are. It's been very painful getting this app ready, but it's there now for everybody to go. If you have an Android device, the Apple is coming on Thursday, and on Friday we have the Windows and the BlackBerry versions of it. But we have decided to launch the Android version to let everybody understand that we have been working on this tirelessly for a very long time. I have with me in the studio today, our dear sister is here, Carol Monde, and also our dear sister as well, Chidera Kabuo, is with us from Johnson City in Tennessee, in the United States, and also the very eminent Barrister Mammes is also with us this evening. That this is Radio Biafra, we're welcoming you wherever you are. This is your station, the only station on this planet projecting the voice of the people who are being bombed in the northern part of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. The only platform taking onto this earth the voice of the people being deported by Yoruba people from Lagos. This is the only place on this planet where you can speak in one country and your voice is heard in every other country on this planet. Live, not recorded. It is Radio Biafra. We are not two. There's only one Radio Biafra on this planet. It is only the Biafran people who are privileged. It's an honor for me to serve the people of Biafra. It's an honor for the entire editorial board to serve the wonderful people of Biafra. What we can do, no other people on this earth can do it. Because we put God to the test and he answered us. We want to know at last if Frederick Lugard is greater than God or if God is greater than Frederick Lugard. Because God created Biafra. Frederick Lugard created Nigeria. It is time to know darkness and light, which one is more powerful. That is why we are not afraid of any human being. The more the enemy are, the better for us. The more number of them we have to confront, the better for us. Because we have something we never had between 67 and 70. By the time we announce our presence to the world, they will know that indeed, that these are the children of God. So do not be afraid. The people at the helm of affairs are people who are fearless. Fearless before any man. Fearless. And you will see how we're going to get Biafra. Let me ask Carol Monde to please say hello to all of you before we proceed, please. Carol?
Hello, everybody. Good evening. Good evening, all the Biafrans out there and friends of Biafra. And I also want to say this evening hello to all the Nigerians out there, because we know that Good Luck Jonathan listens, and we know that the governors are listening, because we've said certain things about certain governors, and we've had evidence today that they have been listening and have taken certain actions to cover up what we've announced on air. So welcome everybody, Nigerians, everybody across the world of any race and colour, as Mr. Kanu said.
Yes, we welcome everybody, because we are also the people, incidentally, who are going to save the downtrodden and the hapless and the hopeless people of the other component nationalities within the contraption called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Please, Chidera, our people are waiting all over the world for you to acknowledge their presence, please, if you may.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Chidera, and I'm welcoming you to today's edition of the broadcast from here at Johnson City, Tennessee. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And please, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mammezi, is with us, please. Barrister, our people are waiting. Please acknowledge them, if you may, please.
Yeah, good evening, my fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra, wherever you are. Today is another day. We welcome everybody on board. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Once again, wherever you are, we are welcoming you. That this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. You can get Radio Biafra via a few web portals. If you're lucky enough to download our app, you can go to the app and click on the live stream one. If you click on the live stream one, once you click on live radio or listen live, you go in, tap on live stream one, you should be with us. And then you click on the arrow button to start playing it. Very easy. Wherever you are with a smartphone, if you're in the Zoological Republic, you will need enough data within your phone to be able to listen, which is why our efforts to get you a transmitter is unrelenting. Our app is the trigger. The warhead is the transmitter itself, with more devastating power than every nuclear weapon put together. Once we mount it, there will be a revolution in Black Africa. Things can never be the same again. The era of corruption, of sleaze, the era of child abuse, of sex abuse, of molesting children, the era of selling kids, the era of people selling their babies because they are hungry, the era of not going to school. Everything will come to an end once we mount our transmitter in the sacred lands of our ancestors. That is where we come from. Most people have ruined it, but we are here to restore the glory and the blessing of God upon his people. Those people are the Biafran people. We have sinned, but we have also repented. And we are here to proclaim to the whole world that this very initiative being piloted by Radio Biafra, because as somebody reminded me the other day, he said, "Nunu Wundindu, you people are more or less guardians of the people. Unawohundi Ochichi, we are not rulers, we're not ruling anybody. We are here to point our people to the promised land, and that is where we are going. Let nobody doubt our resolve and our determination, because we are not going to retreat, neither are we going to surrender. There is no way on this earth that we will go forward and go backwards. That is why we welcome all the doubters and all the cynics. Those that think that we are not going to get Biafra, those that think that this is what was wicked and where is he today? I love all of you from the bottom of my heart, because your cynicism keeps me going all the time. It keeps Radio Biafra going. It keeps the editorial board on their toes all the time. It reminds us. Every day I read it. All the doubters I read, their emails and their messages, they are the first thing I read every blessed morning to remind me that I cannot fail in my service to my people, because I happen to be here put by the Biafran people to broadcast every day from every country on this planet where I am privileged to go to. That is where we come to you without fear, and that is where we say we cannot retreat, we cannot surrender, we are going to get Biafra. If we don't get Biafra through our normal peaceful agitation, every other means will be deployed. We will get our freedom, or we will die trying to get our freedom. There is no other alternative. Either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. If that is the option they present before us, we will burn the entire country down. Nigeria will burn. Let them write it down. Nigeria will burn. Radio Biafra today launched a bespoke app. There is no other broadcasting outfit from the Zoological Republic that has their own app unique to them. I'm not talking about generic where you can go and join other radio stations. No. This is Radio Biafra. Anything we tell you, we do it. Please, Chidera, be kind enough to give us the news headlines and accompanying news roundup, please, on this day, the 13th day of August in the year of our Lord 2013. The time now is roughly 14 minutes past 7 p.m. here in London, please.
The news headlines: 44 massacred in a Borno mosque, another 12 killed in Mafa as northern sponsors of Boko Haram begin soul searching. Britain condemns death of Muslims in Borno but have kept silent over the slaughter of over 45 Igbo Christians in Kano. Lies of Nigerian government exposed as Shekau released video daring Obama. Ananese speaks at last, condemns police rule, rejects Lagos government's explanation on Igbo deportation from Lagos. 9,000 being made destitute in Lagos State in preparation for deportation to Igbo land, says Amnesty International. Igbo president: what Igbo president? We can wait, says Iwanyamu. Now the news in detail. About 44 people praying at a mosque in Konduga town, some 22 miles outside Maiduguri, Borno State, have been gunned down by suspected Islamic militants, security agents said. A Department of State Service DSS agent and a member of a civilian vigilante group working with the military said yesterday they counted the body at the mosque after last Sunday morning's attack. Also yesterday, embattled leader of the Boko Haram sect, Abubakar Shekau, made a video appearance and claimed series of recent deadly attacks on security forces in the northeast. Shekau also insisted that he was in good health despite an ongoing military offensive aimed at crushing the Islamic insurgent group he heads. A handout picture released by the Nigerian Army showing multinational joint task force medical officers treating civilians injured by suspected members of the Boko Haram Islamic State in the village of Dawashe in the Kukawa district of the state of Borno. British Cabinet Minister Mark Simons on Tuesday condemned as contemptible and cowardly an attack on a mosque in northeastern Nigeria in which suspected Islamic extremists killed at least 44 worshippers and wounded another 26, reports Associated Press. Attackers wearing Nigerian Army camouflage fatigues struck under cover of darkness as residents were saying their dawn prayers at around 5:30 a.m. GMT Sunday at Konduga Town, 35 kilometers from Maiduguri, said security agents who insisted on anonymity because they are not authorized to speak to the press. Another 12 civilians died in a simultaneous attack on Ngom village just outside Maiduguri, they said. Information peddled by Nigerian government and circulated by the media has been shown to be false as the Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau announced his presence with the slaughter of 44 Muslim worshippers as 12 villagers in Borno. The attack, it was meant, was directed at followers of the breakaway faction of Boko Haram negotiating with the government of Nigeria, who earlier claimed they had killed Shekau and overthrown him as the leader of the insurgency group. Despite being declared a global terrorist and a $7 million reward placed on him by the United States, Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau is still talking tough. Shekau, in a video yesterday, dared U.S. President Barack Obama, French President Francois Hollande, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to come for him, saying, "They are no match for me." In Oka, the Ohanaeze Ndigbo, the apex Igbo social cultural organization, Monday condemned the role played by the Nigerian police in aiding the of Igbos from Lagos on the order of the state government. According to reports in the Vanguard newspaper, Anambra State President Elder Priest Eluemuno at a news conference in Oka offered the explanation by the Lagos state government on the matter, arguing that the deportation was an inhuman act aimed at insulting and embarrassing the Igbo race. He said, "Ohanaeze must not fail to condemn the role of the Nigerian police who escorted the vehicle that brought the deportees down to Onitsha from Lagos. What a travesty of justice that security agents who are paid from public funds to protect the rights of citizens were used to perpetrate the violation of the constitution they all swore to defend and protect." Tens of thousands of Nigerians risk being made homeless as part of redevelopment plans in Lagos, Amnesty International said in a report. The rights group said 9,000 people have already been forced from their homes during the first phase of the plans. The effects of February's forced eviction have been devastating, said Amnesty's Oluwatosin in Popola. A local official told the BBC that displaced residents would get priority when new houses became available. Slums have sprung up all over Lagos as a result of people pouring into the overcrowded city in search of work. Against the backdrop of renewed agitation for a president of Igbo extraction in 2015, a frontline politician from the Southeast Geopolitical Zone, Chief Emmanuel Iwanyanwu, has urged Nigerians to give President Goodluck Jonathan a second term. Iwanyanwu, a chieftain of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, said it is necessary to allow the president to complete 8 years as agreed in the PDP's zoning plan. Iwanyanwu spoke yesterday when the Hausa community in the Southeast Zone, led by Alhaji Adamu Sokoto, visited him in Owerri, the Imo State capital. The Champion publisher described Jonathan as the president from the Eastern Nigeria who should be allowed to rule for 8 years. He said, "This is the first time someone from Eastern Nigeria is president. Let him complete 8 years, and after that, power can shift to wherever. And if 2015 is not properly handled, it will be tragic for the country." This is the news of today, 13th of August, 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. Thank you very, very much. That this is Radio Biafra. We are welcoming you. If you're joining us for the very first time, there was our news headlines and accompanying news summary or news in detail that we presented to you. Our dear sister, Chidera Kabo, thank you very much. Chidera is joined us, incidentally, from Johnson City in Tennessee in the USA. That it goes to show that there isn't anything that we cannot do technologically. If we can do this thing now, imagine what the might that we're going to confront our enemies with when the time comes. It doesn't matter how many of us they seek to eliminate. It doesn't really matter. Because in place of one person, you get 10 more, even more radical than they are coming along behind them. We are welcoming you that our news headlines today that 44 people were massacred in a Borno mosque and another 12 people killed. It has led to most of the people that financed Boko Haram, the Buharis of this world, Babangida Atiku and Abdul Salami Abubakar, including their spiritual head, who is the Sultan of Sokoto, that does not want a Christian to be at the helm of affairs of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. The monster they created is now becoming hydra-headed with a lot of heads. If they cut off one, the other one grows back or replaces it. A while ago, they were lying to us, telling us that Shekau is dead. I don't know what Nigeria benefits from lying. The thing about lies is that one day you will be exposed. So there's no need lying. One day people will find out. You told us this guy had been killed. He made a video, and to buttress his point, he sent his own people to go and kill all the sympathizers of the fools that claim that they had killed him. Because of this very incident, that was where we lost over 45 people in Kano. The bombing in Kano. Over rivalry. Somebody said, I've killed Shekau. Because of that, let me show you I'm now in charge. I'll go and kill some Igbos in Sabongari. And now the man came with a vengeance. He's not dead. Nigeria keeps lying every blessed day. Isn't it very interesting that at last Britain has woken up and recognized what is happening? They are now condemning as contemptible and cowardly an attack on a mosque in the northeastern Nigeria, in which suspected Islamic extremists killed at least 44 worshippers and wounded another 26. According to AP, Associated Press. What we are asking Britain is, who are those people killed in Sabongiri? Are they aliens from outer space? No, anyway, they are living in strangers' quarters, so they are strangers. Are they not the same people? More people died in Kano, the two major Kano bombings on each of the occasions that we were bombed. We had more casualties than was recorded in this mosque. Why did the British government decide that now is the time to speak out? They did not say that Nigerians are dying. They said an attack on a mosque. The more I study these people, the more I study about the type of Bible they gave us, the more I am beginning to believe that these people are actually Muslims. They gave us the Bible to deceive us. They are indeed Muslims. Forget about the nonsense they tell you they are fighting terrorism. No, what they are fighting is violent, extremist version of Islam. Not the religion itself, no. They love it. All these people are Muslims. Somebody has speculated before that if you join the Illuminati, the thing they will reveal to you is that Islam is the way. You follow Islam. All these people here, I keep asking myself, what was it that the Knights Templars found at the Temple of Solomon that they took back to Rome, and Rome kept quiet for very many years, and decided on one fateful Friday the 13th to massacre every Knights Templar in Europe to contain that secret? I've forgotten the name of the Pope. I'll give it to you. The Knights Templars went to Jerusalem. They went to the Temple of Solomon in Jerusalem. That was where they got their names from, Knights Templars. They came back to Rome with a secret. If you read every book on the Knights Templars, they will tell you. They said they used that very secret to blackmail the Roman Catholic Church. What did they find? Is that the reason why these people are so soft on Islam? They have not spoken. The British government have not said a word ever since they've been killing Igbo people. We didn't do anything to them. That is nothing. We are not dragging anything. We have not even killed one British person, apart from the one that came with his bicycle many, many years ago, that was terrorizing our villagers, and we had to kill him. Only one. Look at what they're doing to us today. These are the same Muslim people that killed British people, the same Islam that killed a British soldier here in Britain, in London. Yet, when something affects the Muslims, the British people, they jump up. When it has to do with Igbo people, we don't exist. People running about in Britain with a red passport saying they're British, because you're nothing. When you're being killed, you are nothing. A bunch of Hausa people that don't come to England, they don't clean their streets, they don't look after their old people, they don't do care work, they don't do security work, they don't do anything for them. We are the ones here doing menial jobs for these people. When they kill us in the zoo, they don't say anything. When they kill Muslims, they rise up and they issue a statement. How sad. Ohaneze is condemning the Nigerian police after 2-3 weeks after the deportation. Why are they saying that they are not happy that the recent deportation happened? Ohaneze, what are you going to do? Igemegene. It's finished now. It's the same rulership by press release. It's a press release. It's published and that's the end of it. All back and no bite. That's Ohaneze for you. The truth about the number of people being deported from Lagos is now revealed to the whole world. The world has moved on. When we say to people, don't stop bothering yourself. People keep thinking, oh, how are you going to do it? Are you going to get Biafra? What happened? You don't know anything. Do you know that you can stay in your home and see the entire army formation of Nigeria, where they're going? Do you know you can do that? From your bedroom. You can tell when the army in Nigeria is mobilizing and where they're going to. There is an official photograph taken by Amnesty International via satellite that shows that a particular area that was densely populated in Lagos doesn't have people anymore in it. Our people do not know, because you stay in a country of lies and darkness, that people who live in shanty towns like Morocco in those days, people who are old enough to remember, they sweep them away whilst Jakonde built estates. When they emptied Morocco, they moved people into estates like Jakonde estate. These days, what Fashola does is to move people, clear it, and sell the land to his friends. And Igbo traders, they'll go and buy and build houses. And then, if you don't have anywhere to go, they deport you. That's what they're doing. Amnesty International have identified 9,000 potential cases. So stop talking about 14 people deported or 72. 9,000, not Radio Biafra. Amnesty International. That's their report. This is what they had to say. 9,000 people have already been forced from their homes during the first phase of the plan of Fashola to evict people, turn them into destitutes. He is the one that converts hard-working people into destitutes and then he deports them in their own country. And people talk nonsense about one Nigeria. Unbelievable. There was forced eviction in February. This is what Amnesty had to say. The effects of February's forced eviction have been devastating. They evicted them in February. They deported them in August. Evict people in February, deport them in August. A perfect plan. He will tell you that they are destitutes. You made them to go out on the streets. You turned them into destitutes. You destroyed their homes and their houses. You don't provide any alternative. And you say they are destitutes. And you think the world is sleeping. There is Radio Biafra. You people are in serious trouble. Any noise you make will report it. That is why Wazirike doesn't speak anymore himself. Because if he speaks, we will analyze what he has to say. That is why he doesn't speak anymore. They told the BBC that these people they displaced will get priority housing. But it's a lie. They took images from satellites. Satellite images showing densely populated areas in Lagos before. There is now a so-called no man's land. Is now deserted. That is what people are getting in the zoo. Our dear brother, a chief engineer, Emmanuel Iwanyanwu, have spoken. The reason why we are reporting this news, because normally when somebody as hopeless as he is speaks, we don't report it, is because to remind people that this is Radio Biafra, anything we say comes to pass. We told you that the same people telling you Igbo presidency in 2015 or the world will come to an end just joking for a few bags of rice and goat meat. It's happened. No more Igbo presidency. It is now, why do you have a what Igbo presidency? We can wait for eternity for the next 46 years for Igbo presidency to come in a country you call your own. I have the right to run as a British Prime Minister. If I want, I can join my local association. If I win the MP for my area, which incidentally, if I contest, I would win. As a matter of fact, I have every right to run as the Prime Minister of Great Britain and Northern Ireland and the de facto leader of the Commonwealth. But in the zoo, where these people forced me in, I say I come from, I cannot run for the presidency for the next 48 years. By then, I'll be dead. It's amazing. Amazing, amazing stuff. That is the news we are presenting today, the 13th of August, 2013, on a day that we launched our app, on a day that our people are beginning to respond as Biafrans. There are calls coming in. People are now beginning to remit money to Radio Biafra for us to buy our transmitter. They now know that the transmitter is important. That is why we say to people, don't discuss money with us on the air. Call us after the program if you have anything to do. We need people that will pay us £1,000 each to buy it. Because this is Radio Biafra. We want to make hay while the sun shines, please. Before I go to Carol and to Chidera, please, Barrister Mamezu is with us. Barrister, can you begin to make sense of what we are presenting this evening? Which part of what you have heard so far is of particular concern to you? Barrister, are you with me? No, Barrister isn't. Please, Carol, go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. yes, we've touched on the topics of Britain not covering the Christians being killed in Kano, yet they are condemning the deaths of Muslims. This is why you need Radio Biafra, because it's going to tell the truth out there. They will cover this up. And it coincides with the fact that the Boko Haram leader has said, you know, and there's a 7 million US price on his head. You're telling me in that hungry country that 7 million US is not useful for somebody, and that this man cannot be caught. So what is going on? My question is, who's protecting him? Because he's out there and he's telling Obama, you're no match for me. So anybody who can go on a video and say this in a country that is hungry and is full of terrorists, left, right and centre, and kidnappers, you're going to tell me that you can't find one that can find this man for 7 million US. He's being protected by somebody. And it's coinciding with the fact that Britain is condemning deaths of Muslims and yet hasn't even mentioned the Igbo Christians. This is why you really need to push your own radio station so that it can voice for you. It is a cover-up. Let me go back to you, Director.
Thank you very much. There is somebody calling. I want to take this call. It's important. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are.
I'm Mr. Elder, calling from Malaysia.
Yes, go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I have to contribute is that speaking, I will speak it in the vernacular so you people will understand it, because this one is the Sahara speech. Now, all the organization, and that is an organization, even if the organization on the financial side, they can hire them.
Please try and speak in English if you may. Please, can you say this in English? It doesn't matter. Speak in English, please.
Yes, I'm trying to say that, please. If somebody contributes $100, it doesn't mean that the nation, the person, this person contributes $100. It can just mention the name. Because people who didn't belong when they are supposed to know how much funds are coming, they can read it. In a week or in a month. Because if they know that they are coming up with this $1 to $2, it will make them look this big, they will look at this people, they are not going anywhere. That is my point.
Yes, and it's a point well taken. It's a point well taken, because the whole thing was looking as if we were selling crayfish. It became so childish. People without an idea as to how to run freedom fighting because of what Obazurike did. If you cough, do you tell them, if you buy petrol, you bring the receipt and photocopy it and put it on the air and say, I bought petrol today of £25. What is rubbish?
Which is very, very bad. Because people who didn't bring the organization will know how much these people is making. Because when you have a business now, you are making millions or 500,000 in the business, you know that this business is booming. Then if the business is slow, you don't need to let your neighbor know that your business is going slow. Because when your neighbor knows that your business is going slow, you neglect your personal and know that you are going nowhere.
Yes, we have taken on board what you have said. Yes, thank you very much for that. Yes, thank you very much. I don't know if Barrister Mamuzi is with us now, please. Barrister, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Barrister Mamuzi, you are embarrassing me. I keep coming to you and I can't find you. It's becoming embarrassing for me.
Director, when you prompted me, you took a call. So, you know, I don't rush things, you know.
Please go ahead.
So, I have to wait to get the signal from director. I want director to give me the signal. Director has to hold on, not move to another stage.
Go ahead, please.
However,
yes.
What you have said and the news from Chidera is very appalling, especially from the British reacting about... 44 people killed in the mosque. There is no react about how many killed in Sabongeri. So, I mean, I am tend to believe you that the British who claim to be Christians are not really Christians. They are Muslims. The Bible we know was brought to us in order to keep us calm, so as to take whatever they want to take from our land. Was it 2 days ago I was hearing from Mugabe saying that his victory, or landslide if you like, means that the Zimbabwe can never be colonized again. There was quite a lot of Bible there. South Africa, Bible. They gave us Bible. But the South Africans, especially the Zulus, they put the Bible somewhere and took their space. That was why they were not defeated. Director, I think it was Uche Rosso who said 2 days ago, one Yoruba lawyer was saying that if the Igbos try what they tried in 1967, they know what they do to them. They fry them again like they did before. I can remember what was said in the book of Mark, chapter 5, verse 1-9. When Jesus Christ met a guy, he's a demon. And the guy said to Jesus Christ, are you coming to destroy us? Jesus Christ said, who are you? He said, he's a demon. And he's a legion, for they are many. Director, this time, we are many. It was only Ojukwu then, seconded by Peter Effiong.
Philip Effiong.
Oh, sorry, Philip Effiong. This time, Director, we are many. We are not legions. It will not be easy to defeat legions. Anybody who is listening, go to your dictionary and check what legions mean. We are legions. And you know that when you have time, look for Mark chapter 5, 1-9 and read it out for everybody to hear. This time, we will not be defeated, for we are many. Emmanuel Iwuanyanwu of Adem and Enik can say what he's saying. Igbo presidents, we can wait. They have given him some money. Remember, he runs a construction company.
He's a contractor.
So without money,
He's a contractor, isn't he? He's a contractor.
Yeah, he's a contractor. He runs a construction company. Aden Alenik, that is his company. So he's been given some money from Abuja to speak out. But days are gone when we listen to all those crap. None of those contractors or governors have any more clout in Igbo land. We've seen them all. They don't command any more prestige because we know that all they after is money.
money they use to categorize all Igbo people that we love money. Once you mention money, Igbo man or Igbo woman will comply. They are the people who brought our name into this disrepute. Why can't this Emmanuel Iwanyanwu keep quiet and carry on with his little business? Why was he saying, Igbo president, we can wait. Wait eternity. And of course, Director, you know my concern about Igbos who are looking for presidency, which of course will never materialize. Without Biafra, all of them should just resign in their posts and carry on with whatever they are doing. Next year is the end of 100 years of Frederick Lugard. After next year, 2015, will bring anarchy, turmoil, and of course, big problem in that geological country, because the houses are ready. They said, if you don't give it to them, they'll take it by force. And of course, they are used to taking things by force, because they are religious. I was listening to BBC World Service this afternoon. One stupid woman who came from Delta was saying that he doesn't think that this problem by Boko Haram is religious. It's the corruption. I say, yes, of course. They have given her only opportunity to talk rubbish. He said that the harvest are suffering impoverishment. That is, they are unemployed. When she went over there, they said to her, Mama, we don't have jobs. How many houses have been running in jail for the past how many years? Why all these people who need money? Why couldn't they create employment for their people? Just because Donald Trump came into power, all of a sudden the houses are suffering from employment. Then what a daft and stupid comment you make. Do they think that we're all stupid? Do they think that we're all houses? We don't say, we don't read news. And if we can't read news, we can't even read it to ourselves, or we can't see, we can't hear that the houses are now suffering huge unemployment. When Buhari, Gowon, Babangida, Atiku, name all of them. Like a daddy, all of them are taking money and putting it into their pocket. They cannot even educate their people. The same thing is just a to beg. Now, look, I'm speaking over. The houses are suffering mass employment. And the word the moment is to listen to that rubbish. I just told the bloody BBC World News off. I want to again take it from there. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, Caro. Thank you very much for Barrister for all of that. I really do appreciate that. Yes, Caro, you were saying something. Continue, because there's quite a few things come up. Al Jazeera, we must say, of course, we give him a little bit of credit. They have aired Biafra a few occasions. But since the bombing of this mosque, Al Jazeera has been airing this thing every hour. I can't get my head around it sometimes. It's the same human beings that were killed at Sabongiri. What is so special about killing Muslims that makes every news network to be carrying it, but the death of wretched Igbo people that we call Christians? No one gives a toss about it. Not even Rome. Not even the Roman Catholic Church. Not the people that gave us the Bible. The same people that gave us the Bible, that said we are one, we should come to Rome for pilgrimage, we should come to Canterbury. The same people, they are now reporting the death of Muslims. So that means that maybe what they gave us isn't quite real, to be honest with you. They gave us a pack of lies. What they told us is God and Christ is not the same thing as what they're doing. Because we go and take Holy Communion saying this is the body of Christ that binds the church together. It's a bloody lie. They are lying. If not, why is it that they bombed a mosque in the north? Every major news network is carrying it and saying Muslims were killed. They bombed our churches. They are bombing it almost on a weekly basis. No one has said Christians. Oh no, they are targeting everybody. But now, Al Jazeera is carrying this news every hour. BBC is reporting it. The British government themselves have now weighed in to also complain and condemn the attack. Who are the people that died at Sabongiri? No, people must answer that question. Are they human beings? Or are they just an apparition? They don't exist. Because if they were human beings and you killed larger number of Igbo people in Savongeri, why are you not talking about it? Why? Because we are hated. The people don't understand that. I've said this before and I'll say it again. No amount of chewing gum, no amount of chocolate, no amount of sweet, no amount of toys, no amount of trip to McDonald's or any fast food joint will make the child of your concubine or the child of your girlfriend or the child of your unmarried partner, even if you marry the person, call you daddy, his uncle. Never in this world. All day they call boy, uncle. That's all. They hate us. We cannot beg them to like us. We have to make them to fear us. Not to like. We don't need their love. Look at the state of Israel. Israel don't give a toss if you love them or not. You can go to hell and burn to ashes. It doesn't bother them. As long as the lives and properties of Israelis are secured all over the world. That's what is important before God and before man. Why do you need people's love for? Why do you need to be loved? Oh, please don't say anything. They will hate us. They hate you already. How about asking? It's because of what Radio Biafra is doing. Maybe that's why they've not even killed us off completely. They hate us. And we are letting them know that they hate us. We are in Britain broadcasting. The British government, not the people, you hate us. Why do you hate us? What have we done to you to hate us this way? The Americans are there saying, in God we trust. We are Christians carrying the cross of Christ, telling us about Christ and the love of God to humanity. When the same followers of Christ are being killed in Kano, nobody's saying anything. If you want to get money, if you're a Boko Haram leader now, if you want to show that you've arrived, you go to Kafanchan and round the people up and kill them. They put your name down, 3 million, and then 300,000 every month. You'll be getting your own amnesty from Good Lord Jonathan's administration. We are the cannon fodder. And with Radio Biafra here, we are telling you the truth. It can't continue. You see what is going to happen now. You watch and see what's going to happen. Please, Carol.
Yes, it's bigger than all of us. Is the way you're talking, but it's bigger than this. This is a religious war. This is Christianity, you know, and your tribal cultures. You're in the land of God. This is bigger than what we're just reading on the news. This is much further than that. This is the end of days for everybody. I wanted to touch on the 9,000 that were made destitute in Lagos. I've been reading through the Amnesty International reports for some time because they do actually make very good, fair summaries of Nigeria. They've commented a lot on the way that Nigerian police are cruel, basically, and they have stated that they've made 9,000 not only homeless but jobless, because they've taken away their home and they've taken away their livelihoods as well. So these people are working with a home and now they're out on the streets. And this is exactly what Hitler did with the Jews. He wanted to deport them, so he pushed them, and then at the before the war they deported them. And they used groups, the Nazi youths, and then we know the rest. And this is what is happening here. They're going to deport you. They're deporting you out of every state. There's no one Nigeria now. One Nigeria is gone. You can see that because they've made it clear by the fact that they've deported you in the first place. They've said it. They don't need to say anything else. You're deported. It's time now to stand up. It's time now to decide whether or not next year you want to be in this Islamic terroristic state or if you don't want to. It's the choice that you tonight have to make, okay?
I hope they've been able to make that choice anyway. That this is Radio Biafra, and our lines are now open. Our lines are open. Please, you may call Radio Biafra either through Skype or through the normal channels, please. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Please, your name and where you are this evening from London, that is. Can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? It's not going very well. Not going well at all. They are not picking up. They call Radio Biafra. They're not saying anything. It could be that the line has a problem or something of that sort. If you are joining us, we are also reporting this day that Iwanyanwu said you can forget Igbo presidency. Audio Sokalo is globe-trotting. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are.
Nande.
Yes. Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Isaac from South Africa.
Yes, Isaac from South Africa. Please go ahead.
Nande.
Yeah.
This morning, Agazini was talking nonsense because I know that he's Yakubu and the British people. They just do those propaganda regarding about that because they heard about the way they killed Peter. They just make a news. I know that they threw it up to say that because they try to cover themselves. They're trying to cover themselves. Even the picture we showed that I was watching, those people don't even look like. Maybe they are the Christians they kill that they come to Bosnia.
Maybe. I believe it, you know. Maybe they've gone and rounded up people, given them Hausa clothes and killed all of them, saying is they killed the Muslims.
Yes. Those people they killed is our brothers. They killed them, they just use it with the British. Just to make another flame up to suck our oil with British government. They know what they're doing. They just play that game with our so-called good luck, the slave, with them. I know that he's a slave. And also Mala, Okoracha, all of them. They just flame it up. It's just in 2015 flame up. They're doing those things to flame up. There is nothing like that. There is no way Boko Haram kills any Muslim. They just flame it up. I watched that news in Al Jazeera. I know that it's a game that they pay Al Jazeera to do that. They pay. I don't know how much they give to Al Jazeera to do that. Because they heard about our crying through Radio Biafra. I know every day they listen to Radio Biafra. Now they're framing up, they say that the Muslim, which place, which area Muslim have ever killed Muslim? There is no way. Those people they kill is Biafrans. They turn it to be Muslim. That they frame up. That's a game between them, our brother, so called. It's not our brother. I can't say it's our brother anymore. It's a slave to them, slave, good luck. And also, therefore, OPJ. Maybe the new game he put in to go for next tenor. Those things is a game. I don't even abide it. There is no way I buy those things.
Yes.
Those things is a game.
I agree with you, incidentally. I also agree with you, to be honest. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my name is Chupadi Uke. I'm calling from Sweden.
Yes, go ahead.
I just want to comment on this, the MP of British commenting and warning Boko Haram about killing the people in the mosque, as they said. I know that they're listening on Radio Biafra. I just want to let them know that this time around will not be a 1970 or 1966. If they try that rubbish they tried last time, we have more than 20,000 Biafrans in Britain, and to get a gun in Europe market is not a problem. So if they carry this rubbish, the way they kill our people there, the way we kill their people in Britain, they should get it very clear and stay away from any case between us and the North in Nigeria now. They have to know that the world have opened up on the other one. And if he condemn this mass killing, any other bombing or any other thing they did against the Eastern Biafran, he should stand up also and condemn it. If not, it's better for him to keep his mouth shut and face what the problem they have in Britain. I think all Britain should listen to this and hear it very clear, because only one person have killed their army. Now they go ahead again, still supporting the same people. So if we start our own, we don't kill one person. We have to kill like 20 persons before they can take me to jail or take any of us to jail. They should be very, very careful of what they're saying. in the case between Nigeria. And secondly, the one of Boko Haram, I believe is a set of job that they did and take money from the Nigerian government. And now the men that have come out, when they break that money back now, they have bought more weapons and they have come out and tell them that it's their life. So they have already flawed Nigerian government because it's to fraud them. They have already flawed Nigerian government and they give them that money they wanted to take from them. Now they have to buy more weapons and now they buy even Nigerian army uniform to do more attack in civilians. So anybody that is in North now should be very, very careful. It's better the person to go home with his life because he doesn't know who is who now. Since they're wearing army uniform or police uniform, they can kill anybody anytime and nobody care. So that's what I want to contribute. Thank you very much for your work.
Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Let's go and attempt to take this call as well. Give us your name and where you are. You are through to Radio Biafra. Hello? Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I don't think so. Can you hear me? No, I can hear them, but unfortunately they can't hear me for some reason. But it's the man who is still with us that this is Radio Biafra. The question I am asking is, how many people were killed at Kanu bombing? How many people were killed? Over 45 people, according to their so-called official report. Why is it then that nothing was said by the British? It's now that they have killed people in a mosque that they are the ones talking. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening, my chairman.
Good evening, good evening. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Emeka Ojiakor. I'm from Anambra State. It's in the Agbata government. I'm calling all the way from China.
From China, please go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I want to thank you guys for the wonderful good job you are doing. In fact, I'm so much happy to hear this Radio Biafra for them because the ugly discipline are doing down there in our east is getting out of hand. In fact, I thank you guys so much. Each time I listen to this video, Biafra, there was a day I was listening to one of our brothers speaking all the way from Malaysia. I was here on my bed crying. I was wondering what is happening to us. What is happening to us? What is it? In fact, I'm so much happy for you guys. I know that the work you guys are doing there is not easy. But God is our strength. You know, God is your strength. Just keep it up. If our people here in China, I am going to be the part of the contribution they are making here. And another thing I want you to know is that down there in our city, in our country, called Nigeria, but we are not part of Nigeria. I know we are Biafra. There is a problem there. It's just few people that know and listen to this video, Biafra of the thing. Just few people. There are so many of them there that don't even know that there's anything like Radio Biafra. I just called to my friend today. They said that they don't know anything about this Radio Biafra of the thing. Just it's not this one that I'm telling them. You know, and that is more reason why we need this our transmitter. So my brother, please keep on broadcasting the good news because we are all safe. In fact, we are all safe.
How can we be safe?
Please.
We are not safe. You see, our people, thank you very much, but please stay where you are. There is something our people don't quite acknowledge or understand or begin to comprehend, which is what makes me sometimes wonder the type of brain they have, if it is the same one that I have that developed in them. Which is why I wonder who got their mothers pregnant to give birth to them. Because I know how Igbo people are. I grew up in the village. I know how we are as a people. I grew up in a setting of Igbo people. I did not drink tap water. I did not cook with stove or with gas. I went to the forest to fetch firewood. I did my own toys. Nobody bought me toys from Kingsway. I used my own hands to prepare my own toys. If it's Christmas time, we use matches when you cannot afford knockout. If it is during the during our New Yam festival, around this time, we go and buy carbide. I'm using carbide, raw carbide. I'm using carbide to be making explosives. I don't know. When some people are talking, you fold your arms and you'll be wondering, this person answering Ifeanyi, is this person actually an Igbo person or somebody from outer space? Jomagajo, ask yourself a question. Why is it that more than 45 Igbo people were killed in Sabongeri only a few days ago? Nobody said anything. But today, they are reporting that the British are angry that they killed 44 Muslims. The same people that gave you what is driving me mad, the what is driving me insane is I can't for the life of me understand why did they bring us the Bible. If you know you hate us so much, why are you telling us that Jesus Christ is came to bring good news to the whole world? I say to our people this thing, and I'll tell them all the time, people are jealous of you because you don't even know who you are. Any day you realize who you are, believe you me, all these people, regardless of where they come from and who they are, they will bow at your feet. To be an Igbo person is a privilege, it's not a right. To be born a Biafran is a privilege. Privilege, I didn't say it's a right. It is a privilege. Any day you realize who you are, any day you wake up from your slumber, any day you extricate yourself from the ignorance and stupidity affecting you, you will know who you are. And that day, believe you me, nobody will rule over you, regardless of who that person is. They will rule over you. Our people are so, I can't begin to understand it. You don't, in our joke, people say, why can't people go back and sit down and think and read the news and say, oh my God, they killed us. The so-called Christians didn't say anything. They have killed Muslims and they are crying that Muslims were killed. Does it mean that am I a Christian or not? We should go and ask ourselves this question, which is why we are hailing our sister Rita Niborg for starting the Biafran Church. Very, very soon, if you don't attend the Biafran Church, in fact, if you call Radio Biafra, we won't take your call. Go and start churches in your houses. Where one or two are gathered, this is what the Bible said, not me. Where one or two are gathered, God is in their midst. Go and start Biafran churches in your own houses and worship God in truth and honesty. Believe you me, if we remain the way we are right now, we cannot get our freedom. I'm telling people, go and mark it down and see it somewhere. How can you tell me you're a Christian? Sometimes I used to go to St. Paul's Cathedral, the same churches they go to, some of these people. When a Muslim is killed, you are angry, you are agitated. But when Christians are being slaughtered, you said if they slap us on this side, we turn the other side, they slap us, they kick us on the backside, anything like they can do to us. Hausa people come to our farms, they destroy our crops, they rape our women, they pursue us away from our villages so we can't even sleep in our houses, in our own villages. And people are perambulating like wild animals all over the world, telling me that they're Igbo and they are proud, that they have a chieftaincy title. They are Ezi Igbo 1 of Accra in Ghana, Ezi Igbo 1 of Luxembourg. We have Ndi Igbo, Eze Igbo in Russia, in Siberia, where it's very, very cold. They have Ezi Igbo there. You begin to wonder, something must have gotten into us. And that is what we are expunging here on Radio Biafra. That is what we are cleansing to make sure that the purity, the honesty, the sincerity that with which God made us comes back to us as a people. Let us go and take this call. Then we'll go to Barista Mamezu. Thank you for calling, my dear brother from China. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They can't hear me. Can you hear me? Let's go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Can you speak up, please? Your name and where you are. They can't hear me. They cannot hear me. For some reason, they can't hear me. I don't know what is going on. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me, please? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. That is amazing. It is amazing. Why they can't hear me, I don't know. There is static on the line, but they cannot hear me. I don't know if Barista Mamezu can, because...
Yeah, Director, of course I can, of course, yes, always.
Go ahead, please.
I can, Director. The responses we are getting, as usual, is what is expected. We know that we are not recognized, and we cannot, because somebody said they don't recognize you, you cannot recognize yourself. That's why we need to get our transmitter to prove ourselves and to the world that we do exist. We can never be extinct, and we can never be diminished. Regardless whether the British or the Americans or the West support our cause, we will support ourselves and then prove to everybody in the whole world that we cannot just be brushed under the carpet. Because what is feeding Nigeria today is coming from our own land. And that is why we have to represent ourselves. No matter how much of our people that will be killed, they cannot kill all of us at the same day, at the same time. At least some few that remains will carry on, forge ahead, and to see through to this particular war we're after. It is a war that the Afghans are fighting, and we will see through to it anytime, any day, until we go back to our sovereign nation called Biafra.
Thank you very much. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. We've lost them. We have lost them. We've lost them. We ask them to please try and call us back. Please try and call us back.
I'm going through the Facebook here, and everyone's so excited about the app. We're going through everyone's asking me questions now about the different phones. The BlackBerry one is coming out, I think, within the next 48 hours. Isn't that right? Yes. And then the Windows. And I'm waiting for the iPhone app myself. I was so excited today when I got the call saying that, you know, the app's out. I was like, yes! Went straight on my phone, and it was like, hold on a minute, 48 hours, I was gutted. So I'm waiting like everybody else. The BlackBerry, I know, is the most common phone back home, so I know people are really anxious to download this. And this is what we're talking about now.
Thank you very much. Yes, give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello. This is Evangelist Barnabas from Ireland.
Yes, Evangelist, go ahead. The world is listening to your voice, and this is Radio Biafra.
Please, I want to tell you one thing. I want you to know that the Britain that you are seeing today, who you said that brought us Bible, they have deviated completely. They are no longer the children of God. They are the children of oil and gold that come from the Middle East. No, listen, it's not a matter of laughing. Listen to me. You see, Britain...
I got what you're saying. Yes, I like it. Go ahead.
In our Bible theology study, Britain are one of the 12 sons of Jacob, Ephraim. But they have deviated because they are pursuing oil and gold. They are afraid of tomorrow. They are afraid of the economy. And they want to shed innocent blood in order to maintain their position. But I want you to know that God is against these people. And God, we are praying that their son, I mean white son, will be converted. They will be converted to Islam. And the Buckingham Palace will be blown off. You will see it. The day they said they are giving the northern 60% of aids, I told my wife, watch out, something will happen. Within 3 days, their sons are killed on the streets. Watch out what is going to happen for what they have said. And the propaganda they are doing. And we are praying. And God is going to fight this battle. The only thing we are pleading to our people, not just to wait only for God to come. Because God has opened our eye. We have the resources in our hand.
Yes, we are listening. Go ahead. Are you okay? Are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
So I want you to know that they are going to lose this battle by the special grace of God. These people have murdered us so much. The problem we have in Nigeria, I want every person to know, every Biafran to know, that the Britain are the one holding us down. They are the one, and that's why it's paining me. Sometimes I say, are we making any foreign connections? Because these guys are very ready to go to any length to fight. But God Almighty will disgrace them. And this is my prayer. It will happen. Watch out what will happen in this their news that they have broadcast. You will see that God will pay them back again now. They will see it. They will be disgraced in their own street, in their own kingdom, in their own land. God is going to fight them. That's all I want to say.
Thank you very much. God is going to fight them. Yeah, that is true. But we must also do something. The same thing has happened before. This is not the first time that Britain has stopped the children of the light, the children of God, from emerging. They did the same thing in Israel. People don't understand that even the brigadier that was commanding the British forces in Palestine was himself a Jew. It is a British officer. He was stopping the Jews from resettling in their own land that God in heaven gave to them. The Haganah and the Egon bombed them out of that place. They bombed the British out. They didn't want to go. They were bombed out of the place. The difference between us and the Israelis are this. We have our own land. The land is ours. It doesn't belong to anybody else. The land is our own. Anybody who comes in there, I swear by the name of Almighty God in heaven, we will die with the person. You come, we'll perish with you. 67 to 70 is not... Now we can see a lot of things that we couldn't have seen then. Before they mobilize, we know where they are. Before they come, we know where they are. Even if they sell them nuclear weapons to wipe us out, we know where they are. We are going to show these people. We are here to tell our people not to be afraid. Do not be afraid. We are going to get Biafra together. All of us, people will say it. As somebody wrote once, I said to him to go and take a front row seat. He's in a cinema. Yesterday, yes, it will happen like a film. Go and take the front row. In fact, bring your 3D glasses with you because it will be in three-dimensional. We are going to get Biafra. Nothing is going to stop us. The same way, go. I will ask people now to go anywhere and look and tell me any news media broadcasting outfit from the Zoological Republic with their own app. Go and show me. Our people must understand that the time has come for us to go. If you come with us, we go. If you stay behind, we leave you. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Give us your name and where you are.
Nande Carlo, my name is Clinton Obiorgato.
Yes, Clinton, you're welcome to the program. There is so much static on your line. Come closer to your microphone and please continue with what you want to say because the world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am, I'm so happy to be the broadcaster, which is a broadcaster, my bad Biafra, the great Biafra, and everything. This year, my Amaran is here. I gave him the customer as well. I have heard so many people talking about Biafra and talking about killing Hindus in North and killing Muslims. The other time, I listened to my brother, he just spoke and listened to him. Our problem is not is Britain. Britain don't like us. Britain don't want us to have our freedom. They're only supporting these Muslim people, our people. Anything we do, Britain don't support us. So the problem is not in Britain. They are just attacking our brothers.
Can I ask you a question? People say this is Britain. Yes. Is Britain stopping people from buying transmitter? Is Britain I'm coming. Is Britain stopping you? Let me finish. Is Britain stopping you from going to your bank and donating to Radio Biafra efforts to get the transmitter? Britain is just stopping you. They can stop you how they can. You can only stop yourself. They are human beings like you. Us also fishy kahanwe. They only have one head, one man, one head, not two heads. They can't stop you. You are the one stopping yourself, not them. They can't stop you. Israel, they tried to stop Israel. Israel said no, and Israel got independence. They can't stop you. The Vietnamese said no to America. They committed 1 million lives, and the Americans had to run away because they didn't want to be colonized by the Americans. It is if you are only a slave. If you want to be a slave, if you say no, nobody can enslave you. That's what you are saying. Britain is not holding us. Our fear, our timidity, our cowardice, our avaricious nature, our gluttonous nature is what is keeping us from our freedom. Who is stopping you from getting? Give us a transmitter. You see what will happen. Try us and say you are wasting money. Give Radio Biafra transmitter. You see what will happen. Are they stopping you from buying us a transmitter? The answer is no. You are the one stopping yourself, not the British. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? There is something going on. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? we need to discuss this very issue. Barrister Mamezu, I need to discuss this with you because it's like a recurring theme all the time. People keep talking about it. My contention is that Britain is not holding us. We are the ones holding ourselves. Because ever since I've been moving about, when people ask today, our brother Akujede sent us money from the US, Ekwenje. When I went to go and collect it, I didn't see any British. It was a British person that gave me the money. Nobody was standing there saying you can't take it to buy a transmitter. We are buying transmitter from Britain. Are they going to stop us from buying transmitter? Are they going to stop us? The answer is no. You are the one holding yourself. Stop blaming other people. I don't blame other people for my shortcomings. It is their duty to stop you. But it is also your duty to defeat them. I don't know if Barrister agrees with me. Barrister, are you there? No, we don't have him. We don't have him. Yes, Carol.
I was going to say that, do you know that you can, anybody can be the Prime Minister here? It is the only job in Britain that you don't need any qualifications for. You can be absolutely anybody because it has to stay I can't even say the word tonight. It has to stay fair.
Diplomatic.
I've gotten tongue-tied tonight.
Are you tongue-tied? Or?
Yes, I'm diplomat. No, that's not the right word anyway. Democratic is the word I'm looking for.
That's fine.
Yes, we have to stay fair and even. So, yes, you can buy this transmitter. And we say this all the time. It is yourself stopping yourselves, really. And I don't know really what the hold up is. The man mentioned earlier that there's so many thousands of Brafans or Igbos in Britain, and there's actually millions. In fact, there's more than 3,000 living in Peckham,
exactly.
In Peckham alone.
Hello, who's stopping you from buying transmitters?
And this is registered without those that are staying here illegally. Those that are actually registered here is in the millions, I believe.
Yes. Okay, let's see. We have somebody on Skype, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Namdi. Good afternoon.
Good evening from London.
Yeah, this is Maureen Ezechukwu from Canada.
My dear sister, you are welcome to the program. Please go ahead. We are all listening.
You are just right on point. Nobody is stopping us from existing. Nobody is stopping us from going for our freedom. Nobody is stopping us from saying, yes, I am a human being. I have the right to exist as a human being and as a Biafran. We are the ones stopping ourselves, our gluttony, our greed, our self-centered attitude. We are the ones stopping ourselves. I'm using this opportunity to talk to my fellow Biafrans all over the world. If you have been doubting, at least one thing has been proved. We have gotten our app. That was not even one of the capital projects while we were making the donations. But that also cost a lot. The app is out. Radio Biafra never go into hiding. We're still broadcasting. And now we are still waiting for the transmitter. Even if it's £500, even if it's £100, if £500 is drops from your pocket, or was stolen from you, you won't die for it. In our homeland, there is something we call it, that is sacrifice. You give somebody something, you say, you're making a sacrifice. This money as a sacrifice. You're giving it out. Why don't you just do that? Just give it out. Prove this struggle wrong, prove the people wrong, prove the editorial board wrong by making that donation. So that when this struggle did not go further or we did not buy the transmitter, then you can justify what you have said and say, yes, I said it, they're not going to do it. But just make that donation. Every day we hear the saddening news about what is happening in our homeland. We have no home. We are only slaves in a foreign land. We have no home.
I will help you.
This opportunity to appeal to our people.
Don't appeal to them. Do not appeal to them. You don't appeal to them. If you give us £500, we will not take. If you cannot afford £1,000, you keep your money to yourself. We need only 50 people from now onwards. We have secured some money already. Let's call it 40 people because we need to fly these engineers down there to give us £1,000 each. If you don't, if you have one penny less than 1,000, we don't need your money at Radio Biafra because we want to proceed faster. We don't want to be dragged back by people giving us stories. We don't want that anymore. If you claim you love Biafra, you can go to your bank and borrow money from your bank and buy a transmitter. It is your own. Forever and ever, it is yours. If we want to make money with our transmitter, we can make millions of naira every week. Because we have more reach than Radio Nigeria. So we can sell it to people. Even those doing advertisement, we can sell it and make so much money. That's not why we are here. We are here to get Biafra in truth and honesty. Let me remind our people, my dear sister, so you can factor it on board as well. White people in America enslaved black Americans, tried to stop them from voting. Because of the sacrifices of the people at Alabama, the people in Atlanta, the people in San Francisco, the Black Panther in America today, a black person is the president of the United States of America. You don't say because your enemies are too much. It doesn't stop you from fighting for what you know is right. Regardless of how numerous we claim we read the Bible, our people, we insult the word of God. You cannot tell me you read the Bible. God made David to defeat Goliath. End of story. As long as what you're fighting is correct, there is no army in this world you can defeat. Vietnamese, ordinary rice farmers, rice farmers, defeated the strongest army known to man, the U.S. Army in Vietnam, and they ran away. That is to tell you, today they cannot defeat Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. They are suing for peace. Because if you're fighting for what you know is right, for what you know is just, you don't stop. You claim the reason why, let me tell you what they don't talk about us. They see us as weasels. I want people to go and watch the movie again, Tears of the Sun. Go and watch that movie. Forget about all the action and the emotion because I cried throughout the whole film. Forget about all that emotion. Look at where it said, these are Hollywood people doing a film about Biafra. Did you see where they caught the saboteur? In a Hollywood movie, these are people unconnected with Igbo land. But they know that treachery is in our blood. We know how to deceive and con ourselves. In a Hollywood movie, believe you me, they had an Igbo saboteur in it. They asked him, why are you doing this? He said that his children is on the other side with the Hausa people. That he's doing it, he's giving information to kill an entire race. Because he wants to save his own family. That is not honor. Our people with Radio Biafra will tell you what it means to be a patriotic person. Patriotism is not what you're saying.
Is it not the same thing? Is it not the same thing Iwanyanwu is saying? Biafra, Igbo presidency can wait. Of course. You see him smiling like a man that lost his way. He's not with his right senses. Even all the way, all the time he's been in the politics. He's been using the Igbo race to win whatever contract he has always gone for.
Incredible. Thank you very much.
Our people, may God help us. Amen. We are totally lost.
But not with Radio Biafra. We will not let them go free. They can get lost, but we keep reminding them as they are running away into their death. We'll be reminding them, you are going to die, you are going to die, you are going to die until they die. And once they kill them, I will come to their corpses and I'll say, I won't cry. I will say, I told you so. In your next life, you grow ears that when you hear something, you come to it. People are saying it's Britain, Britain, Britain. It's Britain something from by transmitter. The engineers that will give us our transmitter are British people. They are waiting. They wrote an email to us today, telling us what they're going to do, giving us day by day update on our transmitter, how they're going to do it. The transmitter we are buying from Britain. Are they stopping you? Can they stop you? We are praying for them to stop us. We make money with them. We will launch something bigger than CNN with them. Let them come and say this transmitter is not leaving this country. We will sue them and they will pay and pay and pay and pay. People think that we are joking because we are not white people. That is why you think, oh, I know them. If a malam says who are or what so you run away like a coward and a child, you are. When you see the truth, you can't embrace. Because the Spirit of God is no more longer in you. Please, my dear sister, you are in Canada. Tell your friends in Canada, tell all the Biafrans in Canada, tell the people in Canada that if they are not going to bring out £1,000, I didn't say Canadian dollars or Canadian pounds, 1,000 British pounds we will not take from them. They should keep their money and watch what is going to happen.
Okay, Namde.
And what we say to them is that everybody living in the US, in Britain, in Canada, that did not support this struggle, they will either fight with the houses against us or they will come to their father's house with a visa. It's a promise we make to them. They will enter Biafra land with a visa. It's either they join us now and fight this battle and win it, or they will come there with a visa, or they will not come at all. And if they continue at this rate, everybody fathered by a Hausa or Yoruba person, we will set up, we will go to Ebanke at our border with Edo people and set up testing centers to test their DNA. If your DNA is not pure Biafran, you won't come in. So they will know their stupidity and their folly. We are not begging. How can we beg people to buy a transmitter? We've begged before. Who are we begging? And I don't know if we are begging you to be alive, to be a human being. If you want to die, you go and die. That is your business. But here at Radio Biafra, we're moving forward. We're going to get Biafra. Let them watch and see. If they like, they can join our enemies. We'll crush all of them together. They will die with our enemies. If they like, them go and join them. People think I will have to go from house to house begging them, please come out. Our people are dying. God punish all of them, one after the other. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you for calling. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. Carol, I'll come to you in a second.
Hello. I know. This is Juliet.
Yes.
Baron Nande.
Yes.
I really want talking on my that is it. Director Nande Kanago.
Yes. And the whole world is also hearing your voice. This is Radio Biafra. We are on live transmission to the whole world. Yes, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Please, I want to advise all my people, the Igbo people, anywhere they are, let them open their eyes and open their ears. It is not possible for somebody to say, I go to a town and sit. Just like that, you go home to give history of what you don't know. If you want to know a town or who a person is, you live with him, drink water with him, and see him when he washes his underwears. This is where you know who is who. Oh, Roman Debani, if our people don't leave this Roman Catholic, I'm telling them they should take their Bible and write it one after the other, that they will all kill them. Because if you watch the web, they want to say, I don't know what they went to that school to read. They wrote somewhere, Apocalypse Africa. They said it is on the website. When they go there, they will see the arrangement our brother, the brothers of our world have with our people. You hear me? And all of them say they are Christians. I am ashamed of all what they are doing. If they feel that is good in their own mind, let it be according to the will of their own God, not our own. Please, honey, are you still reading me?
Yes, we are listening, yes.
Okay, for example, when they said that they wanted to choose Pope, Bishop Arif was there. Did they take him? That Garama was there. The prophecy they made, was it not that a black pope should be chosen in the next? I'm not interested for any of my people to go and be a pope. That is not it. It is just to show you that this Roman Catholic Church is made for them alone. If you include yourself in this thing, you are wasting your time. There is no white man who recognizes a black person to be a Christian of our society, because this church is made for them. If our people don't want to get this very point, they are watching that and they will be killed. This is it. And when trials will come every day, Only black will be eliminated also. So it has to be this very nonsense. Okay, I need to clear. So that is what I want to say.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We allow freedom of speech. Everybody has the right to say whatever it is that is on their mind. People are allowed to say how they feel about issues. And to be honest with you, I will even feel the same way and even more, considering what they're doing to us. They kill Christians. The Roman Catholic Church doesn't say anything. Anglican Church doesn't say anything. But when they kill Muslims, they are all shouting and saying what is happening is not good. That is not fair. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, this is Emmanuel Ezo, calling from Norway.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say something about transmitter and also about getting our Biafra. What I want to talk about, Nnamdi, is that Biafra, we're going to get Biafra, whether they like it or not, because we are going to get it without any gunshot. Because something that, if you think about what happened in Russia, you know, nobody thinks that Russia is going to divide. And they do it. And this time, our time has come, because these people, they've messed themselves up. These Hausa people have already messed themselves up. So this is our time to get our nation back. And it will happen. And it's not, there is no time left on it. So this is what I want to share with our people. And secondly, whoever that is saying that the British will do this and that, everybody have the freedom of speech.
Yes, go on. Hello? We are listening. Are you? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Don't stop.
Everybody have the freedom of speech. The freedom of speech that I have here in Europe, and that's how we have it in Nigeria. So we can go wherever we want and put our own transmitter and make our own freedom of speech. We are not afraid of the British. We are not afraid of anything. But another thing I want to tell them, the people from these countries, like British, US, or any other of these people, very soon, Muslims are going to take over their country. And that is when we have even 100% chances to take our own positions and our own Biafra. That's the only thing I want to say. Thank you very much, Nnamdi. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah. Yes, Carol.
Yeah, there's a passage in the Bible. I don't know the exact passage. I haven't got my Bible with me. Maybe a caller knows, or maybe even Chadira knows, where Jesus was with his disciples and he went to a man by the lake and he tried to tell him the good news and the man wouldn't listen. And then he went back to the disciples and the disciples said to him, beg with the man, plead with the man, make him listen to us. And Jesus said, no, I can't. He has freedom of choice. God gave us freedom of choice. And only that man has to live with the consequences. And the same way is what I'm hearing now with the callers. This is what sprang to mind.
Yes. Our people are saying that we have to come and beg them. You're a slave. The door is open. Somebody's opening the door for you to be free. And they say, oh no, why don't you come and beg me? When Martin Luther King was touring the whole of the U.S., was he there begging people? He said, these are the options you have. Freedom or servitude. Choose one. If you choose freedom, it has some cost to it. It will cost you something. It will cost us lives, material, men, everything. Today we remember, oh, Mandela, Mandela, Mandela. Do we know who Steve Biko is? Steve Biko had to die that Mandela may live. Our people don't understand the concept of simple sacrifice. They want you to come and beg them to save themselves. We wouldn't do that type of thing. It's beneath us. We can't do that. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, man. Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Patrick Gajun. I'm calling from Germany. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Please go ahead. Make your point.
I just want to appeal to our fellow Biafrans sitting down here in Germany. Every Biafran sitting in Germany should be listening. We have a short time and our clock is running. Please, wherever you are listening to Radio Biafra in Germany here today, I would like and I would advise you to contact Mr. Freddy Onyale. Mr. Freddy Onyale telephone number is 01521 050 2264. Please, every Biafran sitting in Germany here this night, try to contact Mr. Freddy Onyale. We are organizing ourselves, and the time is running out for us. We want Biafra and our land. There is a fire in where we come from, in Biafra land. Every Biafran sitting down in Germany, as I'm speaking today, now, try to contact Mr. Freddy Onyale. There is no time for us, and the time is running out. The little time we have is running out. We want to do something. The Biafran sitting in Germany want to do something in Radio Biafra, and that is the transmitter. We want this transmitter as quickly as possible. Therefore, don't put yourself behind. Since you have been listening to Radio Biafra, we want you to join the train, and the train is already leaving. If you fail to join this train and the train is gone, then you will get yourself had even I known. It may be too late for you. Every Biafra sitting down in Germany here, now try to contact Mr. Fred Onyal. I repeat the telephone number 01521 0502264. Try to contact Mr. Freddy Onyale. We want you and we need you. We know every one of you here. Those who are hidden themselves and don't want to cooperate, we must get you on board. Whether you cooperate or not, but Radio Biafra, but the transmitter is going to achieve and Biafra is coming up. Therefore, if you did not comply this time, the train is leaving and the time may be too late for you later. So every Biafran sitting in Germany, I'm speaking. And my name is Patrick Edlow. I'm still saying it again. So try to contact Mr. Fred Onyan. We don't have much time again. And the little time we have, we must make use of it. Therefore, wherever you are, listen, and you don't want to show your face up, your children, we are fighting for our grandchildren. We're fighting for our independence, and we must get this as quickly as possible. Try to contact this friend, Mr. Fred Onyan, and as quickly as possible. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Have a wonderful evening. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you, and good night to you. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you from London. There is a news breaking, which is important. I wouldn't call it an important news. You know, it's one of those I told you so. Or maybe someday God will make it possible for us to come and say to our people, we told you so, and gloat over the misery of some people. This is the news that broke this evening, and I will attempt to read this news in full, if I can. It's just a breaking news. It's been doing the rounds. We thought it was rumor when it broke. We didn't want to report it, but it's now been confirmed to be true, so we're going to read it. Lagos State Government seals Oju Zokalo's house. An aide to the former governor of Abia State, Oju Zokalo, has confirmed the news making the rounds earlier on Tuesday that the Ikoyi Lagos residence of Mr. Kalo, not Kano, I am Kano, N-U, he is L-U, Kalo, I don't want us to be mixed together, has been sealed by officials of Lagos State Government. Oh my God. In a telephone chat with Premium Times from Washington, Emenike Ojukwu, who said his principal was in a meeting, said workers at the residence called to inform Mr. Kalo of the closure of his own house. We don't know why they sealed it. The house has been empty for 3 years. We've not heard from them. Why they should decide to seal a house that has been here for 15 years? Mr. Ojukwu, however, claimed the sealing of the property is not unconnected to an article written by Mr. Kalo in the wake of the deportation of some Igbo indigenous to Onitsha by the Lagos State Government. There is no other reason than because Mr. Kalo told Fashola not to deport people from Lagos State. He is not the owner of Lagos State. Lagos does not belong to him, he said. Even Oju Zokalo, a friend of the Northerners, a loyal made of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, even in Lagos, they drove him out of his house. They locked him out, sealed his residence at Ikoyi, and said he can't come in. Yoruba people. And people still question why we need a transmitter. Maybe sometimes some of these people, we don't even need their money to buy the transmitter anyway. because the amount of ignorance they're exhibiting is mind-blowing. It may even affect the transmitter and infect it with very bad spirit to stop it from working properly. This man, his house in Ikoyi has been sealed while he's alive, claiming he's powerful. This is to tell you that you are nobody in Nigeria. You are nothing, wherever you are. You're just an empty barrel, attending useless meeting after useless meeting with a red cap and walking stick. You are very vain and vacuous. All Jesus or Carlos has sealed. Let him go and call the police in Ikoyi. As a tenant in England, nobody can even evict you without giving you due notice, without the court saying, yes, we want to evict this person. But here, what is happening? They have gone to Jesus or Carlos' house and closed it down because our people don't listen. If he was living in Ibere, where he comes from, will anybody come there and close the house down? The answer is no. If he was living at Enugu, will anybody close the house down? The answer is no. But of course, you're living in somebody else's land. What do you expect? When we say Nigeria is a zoo, some ill-educated people who are not refined, not cultured enough to understand the complexities of modern politics in sub-Saharan Africa, will open their mouth and write say all manner of nonsense. Orges or Carlos' house in Ikoyi has been sealed. Very soon he'll be deported to tell him that he is a nobody. We are all nobodies until we get Biafra. The same way the Jews were all over the world doing nothing until they got Biafra. We don't want you to be afraid not to listen to Radio Biafra, not to phone into Radio Biafra because of transmitter. Forget about the transmitter. If you are moved by the spirit to buy a transmitter, you will. If you're not, please continue listening to Radio Biafra. Continue calling Radio Biafra. Don't be afraid, because we won't ask you again. But we have the list of those that did something. We have it. When your children's children will go to school and you're at home bragging to them and say, oh, my father fought in the, as they are doing these days, because there was no record. Oh, my father fought in the Biafran War. Where were you? Oh, I was at Ozakole sector. There's no proof. Now we have proof. When you lie to your children, they'll go back to the school the next day. They'll see a textbook with all the names of the people that fought for Biafra. Your name wouldn't be there. You can't lie to them anymore. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. We have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. Have they gone? They've left us. This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down. Please turn it down. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, Mr. Nandi.
Good evening.
Yeah, this is Khan from London.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the news, this last news, man, that came in, I think some people have to rejoice about it, because there is something I said 2 months ago or a month ago concerning our people. Our people, 85% of Biafrans living in abroad have properties in Lagos or Lagos Northern State. And that is why every one of them are seeing all the things the Radio Biafra are doing as, like something that, you know, somebody insulted me, even trying to fight me. I look at him, I say, I will not make any calls on you, but watch and see. So this kind of thing that happened now, this Jews or kind of thing, makes me joy now. I'm telling you with God Almighty, these people will see, they will use their eyes and see their back very soon. Because these people, they have let us down. And when you're telling them, yourself, you are in danger, because these people, they will kill you first. I said it before, Biafrans, these people called Biafrans, they are dangerous people. They are the people holding themselves. I told you, I said it in Radio Biafra, 89% of them have properties in Lagos. And when you're talking to them, they see you like, look at this guy. what are you talking about, my friend? Go and sit down. They are buying land, building land for Yoruba people to live, to enjoy. Yes, this is 2013. Before 2020, in this world, in this life we are, we will count. I spoke to my brother in Australia, start selling your things in Lagos. I told my people in Nigeria, do you know that any time I'm flying down to Nigeria, I'm going through Port Harcourt, I will not visit you people in Nigeria anymore. They see that language, the language is sounding funny. I will not visit anybody in Nigeria territory. Listen to me carefully. If anybody wants to see me, you have to fly down to the east to see me. And that is how I put it. If it was to be like that, I will give up in my life. Anything that will take me to Lagos, God Almighty, that is, even because it's going to happen next year. So there is nothing, I will go on fasting to pray for that thing to sink directly, because there is nothing like Nigeria for me anymore. But when you're telling to your own people, speaking to them, they think maybe you're smoking something or you're taking something or they have been you. I say, okay, go to Radio Biafra or Joe Zakano. Nothing. Then what you see what will happen to Joe Zakano. Abatanjo is sleeping for you. Now Fashola, all the year back, you will see. You will start looking for Radio Biafra, start looking for people who will bring to Abba to get people to follow him. You go empty hand. You will see. So that is the only thing I want to let people know now. Our transmitter will come. Definitely, the little we have, we will give, and the little people that is doing it, God will strengthen us, and we will do it to liberate people that is dying back home. That is my own view. That is my own kind of faith that I'm working towards. Not people, all the people, because these people are fighting us too.
That is true. That is what they must know. Our enemies are in Katsina, they're in Kaduna, they're in Sokoto, they're in Maiduguri, they're in Zamfara. They are also in New York, they're in London as well.
Because all of them have property in their country.
Absolutely. That is what they are fighting. People, what will it benefit? These people, they love. Let's stop talking about these people. They are irrelevant. Let's talk about our struggle. Leave these people alone.
When you're saying what you're saying, the way they analyze it against you. While you're opening their eyes, but they are telling you, look at the way they will put it, the way they will document, the way they will put your eyes, then if you don't have mind, you give up. Look at New Lagos, like VGC, all these people, Ujibibiga, all these places, Igbos are taking even. They will see.
And this is somebody that wants to be the president of Nigeria. Yet, Yoruba people say you can't go into your own house.
Kano,
your line is not very good. It's cutting out. Please try and call us back. That this is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Any movement? Why are people not adding their friends onto Facebook? Is it fear? Tell them we won't ask them to contribute to the transmitter.
Well, I was going to say, you said about you'd have to read in the textbooks about for the children to know that their parents had did these things. But my children are involved in this. She's 14 now, is waiting for the app to come out so she can put it on her BlackBerry. They go to school and they preach about Biafra. Even my seven-year-old can go to school and talk about Biafra. So, you know, it's not just going to affect the adults here and the parents here. You know, you need to be telling your families, because this is going to affect all of you, you know, all your kin, your nieces and nephews. It's the children that have a voice, you know. Out of the mouth of babes it comes, so.
Yes, we are proceeding, and this is Radio Biafra. Please do not be afraid to call Radio Biafra because we notice that some of you, sometimes you are afraid. You think if you call Radio Biafra, you'll be required to contribute to the transmitter. No, you don't have to. You don't need to. Please, call Radio Biafra and say whatever you want to say. We have a message here because you can also send us text messages. Don't forget that. You can send us text messages. We have a message here. I must say that it's laughable for the British government to jump into a panic and be condemning the so-called attacks on a mosque. In fact, the British government, could have advised the evil Nigerian government to use murdered Biafrans and present it as if Muslims are being killed just because they know that they're guilty. It's true, my dear, but I think maybe it's true. they killed Igbo people. They're not Muslims. These are Igbo people they killed in the mosque. They have left us. If you call Radio Biafra, please stay where you are. Do not go away. Stay where you are. Stay where you are. Do not go away. We have people calling. Please stay where you are. They killed Igbo people. They killed Biafrans, and they say, and they're telling us it's Muslim people. No, of course it's not. Give us your name. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are.
Yeah. Hello. Good evening. You come Nandi.
Good evening.
Yeah. My name is Obinna, calling from Pakistan.
Obinna from Pakistan, please go ahead.
Yeah, what I want to comment right now is concerning kind of the former governor of Abia State. Yes. What they did to him is just a starting point. So what I want to say is this, to all the Afro listening in the whole world, that this particular thing that happened to all Jews of Kalo, we happen to Peter Obi and many of them.
Yes.
All of them, one by one. This type of thing will happen to them one by one.
Amen.
One after the other.
Amen.
If they want to use their brain, let them use their brain. If they want to use their brain, all of them will die. All of them. And there's one thing I want to comment again. Concerning one stupid, one foolish animal that commented yesterday. When we are about to close yesterday. The guy said that we don't need to fight. He said his name is Elvis or what and that. I don't know what he called his name. I'm sending message to him in Malaysia here. But if that guy is the son of Itakiwa, or he's the son of Joseph Kalo, or he's the son of any of them, very soon, all of them will go down. We are going to kill all of them one by one after the other. All of them are going to die one by one. Not their mother or any of them. All of them, we are going to kill them one by one. This is not just a boast. This is not just a threat, but a promise. So this is the only thing I want to say to them. This thing that happened to all those who today will happen to all of them, both Peter G and all of them that are creating records and doing other things there. Over the moon from Naya, this is the only thing I want to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Give us your name and where you are. Please lower your system. Turn it off. This is Radio Biafra. Speak to us via Skype. The world is listening.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, yes, better. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, one now.
Good evening.
This is Festus Umoka from Italy.
Festus from Italy. Go ahead, please. Go ahead. We are listening.
Okay. I'm very grateful and happy. If I tell you that my heart are not pouring of tears, all this about a month now in the Wemara, Marijo Biafra. Make my water many things. So what I'm trying to say is this, is that we are going to get our things back.
Of course.
All those things that the thing that Ojukwu fight for and nobody will speak again, and let them know that they are more tougher people than Ojukwu. Who is more hungry? Who is more hungry of Biafra? I don't have anything to say, but let me keep my fingers across.
Yes, it's happening. Thank you very much, and keep spreading the message.
I will call again.
Thank you very much. Of course, of course, of course. We welcome that. I can say categorically that our dear brother Okoli, Samuel Okoli. We have your number from Manchester. The contact number you are looking for from Manchester is with us. If you have a pen and paper, you will take it down, please. A pen and paper, you will take it down. The number you're looking for is here. That number is 078-274-34649. That is the number of the contact in Manchester that you are looking for. 078-274-34649. Please take that number down and make contact. We have a message here, a very beautiful message from our brother, Odelemo Loku. He said, when you get emirs, the emir of Enugu, the emir... My people are very funny and I love them. The emir of Enugu, the emir of Owerri, the emir of Awka, the emir of Omuahia, the emir of Abakiligi, Port Harcourt, and other Biafran cities, then our people will wake. Oh my God, my people. Oh Lord, what they say, they are great. The emir of Omuahia, I don't know where they will live, maybe in Ojukwu Bunker. They come and stay in Ojukwu Bunker, the emir of Omuahia. Thank you very much, Samuel Okoli. Akwesu, you wrote to us, we got it. Thank you very, very much. Our dear people are everywhere trying to make their views heard, which is very important. Yes, Carol?
I want to say something about the Facebook. I'm here adding some of the new members in that people have added, and I've noticed that they've got loads of members in the group already. So that means that there's loads of members in the group that are not adding their friends. And I looked at one of these and went, followed it through, and it actually went back to one of our primary, was a host, in fact, of Radio Biafra, and he hasn't added his friends. So there's some people out there that say, yes, I've added my friends, I did it in the beginning, blah, blah, blah. No, because I'm watching and I'm going back through and I'm seeing that there's people being added by another friend of theirs. And, you know, and it's showing me that, you know, they've got 186 friends in this group. So how can this be? Because everybody apparently is added. So obviously, if we're not adding. And I think I will be after a few tonight and not inboxing them and saying, you know, come on, guys, what's this alibi about? Come on.
Yes, we want people to please go and add your friends. Add your friends onto Facebook. You must add your friends. We have a lot of paper Bia friends, which is not very good. Paul Emeke Ike, he's saying he's finding it very difficult to get through. Please, you can call back. Emeka Ike, you call us on Skype, you send us a message. Say it seems to be very difficult to contribute. Of course, it's not difficult. You have a great plan and we want to hear it. If it is a public plan, you tell us. If it is a secret plan, please, you wait until the program is over. Then you can call us. We welcome our brother who called us from Ukraine with a lot of help. A lot of help from Ukraine.
And also, we have a member, Moses Davidson, who's calling out for members in Senegal to contact in, please. There's no group in Senegal really yet. There's certainly not 10. Anybody in Senegal who's willing to put or have 10 Biafrans in their house at the moment or can put together 10 Biafrans, can you please call in tonight, please? We need to coordinate Senegal.
Yes, I agree. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Good evening.
Turn it off, please, if you may, and then you can go back to it later.
Christian Davis. Yeah, coming from this level.
How can your name be Christian Davis? Where are you from?
I'm from.
Where is the Davis family from in Abia State? Which Davis family is this? I am Kano from Isiama Faruku. Which Davis is this family in Abia State?
Umunnochi local government.
Umunnochi, there is a Davis family in Umunnochi. What is Ahana Wagene? What is your father's name?
Okoronkwo.
That is better. Okoronkwo is your surname. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Okay, my name is. We are in the hospital here. Few people are coming up to contribute for the transmitter. We people down here, we are really working presently for the transmitter. I believe that if we are able to get the transmitter and, you know, broadcast to our people, rest of our people down here that we are not able to get connected because, you know, not having the BlackBerry and other things, the missing to, you know, to go. I believe when we are all able to, you know, to get our services up to the radio blocker, things will be even, you know, everything will fall in place. The money to take care of our transmitter, you know, the money to, in fact, everything will fall in place. What we are just looking for is the transmitter. And when that is done, then we down here will start from there. I want really to thank you for what you're doing, and I pray God will keep you safe and every other person working for the same day. And God will keep all of us alive to see our flag one day up. And that is the prayer of us. Because we are not meant to see and believe our children will. But the Bible says, the husband man that never is shall be the first partaker of the faith, and that I believe we all will live and fight and live to see the labor of our hands. God bless you once again.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Our transmitter is coming. The people abroad will buy it, and it will come. I will mount it today and broadcast to you, all of you. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Give us your name. This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system off. They can't follow us. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
My name is Daniel Chukwu.
Yes, go ahead.
What I want to say, if our lawyer cannot rewrite to the Nigerian judge to remind him for our case today.
Yes, to remind them of the case.
Yes.
With the way things are going, do you think that Nigeria will even make it in the next six months?
Oh.
Exactly. So we have to prepare for the worst. Yes, court case, we are in court, we are going to court. But we are also preparing for the Armageddon that is to come. Because Nigeria is not going to survive 2015. Nigeria will implode. Nigeria will be blown back into the Stone Ages. So that everybody, my pledge to our people in America, the Igbo people in America that have lost their senses, they will have nowhere to go to. The same way that Somali people cannot go back to Somalia because every family has a checkpoint with AK-47. Everywhere, if you go there, you die. They can't go back where they come from. That is why they are wandering people all over the world. The same thing will happen to the Igbo people. If you are in Houston, Texas, you remain there till you die, and they cremate you. And then
let him write to the Nigerian federal government that remind them that 2015, after amalgamation, we are not Nigerian. Let them know, and also the whole world, the United Nations, let them know that 2015, we are Biafrans, we are about to separate ourselves from Nigeria. Everybody should be aware.
Yes. UN, they know. Is it the same UN that don't talk when they kill us? Is it the same UN you're talking about? They speak when Hausa people are killed. They kill themselves. Or so they claim. Of course, the Igbo people that they put there and blew up and said they rounded them up, put them there, blew them up. They said it's Hausa praying in a mosque. You know, it's propaganda. It's all this nonsense they feed people and they buy it. It's not possible. Because Buhari will not be happy. Buhari is the main financier of Boko Haram. How can he round up Muslims that he loves so much and blow them up? It's not possible. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
I'm Mr. Charles. We're calling from Italy.
From Italy. Go ahead. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
I'm very grateful for what work you are doing here in Radio Biafra. And where we people here in Italy have been supportive with Michael Urania.
Yes.
Working together to support the cause of our resurrection of Biafra.
Yes.
Honestly, I am grateful for what God is using you to do. And this call and this cause is a just call, and we must win and survive.
Amen.
Because it is time to tell those people in Nigeria, we are capable of defending ourselves, we are capable to live as a people, to maintain our cultural heritage, because we are Jewish. Every Jew is a successful man. From the history of the Bible, the Jews are not intimidated by anybody. Up to today, they are defending themselves, even against all the odds of the world and Arabs. They keep on existing as an entity. So we, the Biafrans, must get up, and we have been teaching our people here in Italy that this is a cause. By 2015, I see this dream coming true. We'll be free, and free from marginalization, free from killing, free from sectionalism, free from all these sorts of things that even so our core Igbo aristocrats have been corrupted themselves spiritually, mentally, and we are seeing the penalty, even what have happened to today. We have heard about Ojus Okaro, and this is the beginning of things to come. So those people who have corrupted themselves spiritually and not living the way as a Jewish Biafran should live. This is my contribution, director. Keep on doing the good work we are doing. God is on your side. God will continue to give you the power, the energy, and to continue to defend. Knowing full well that so many of them that are calling are not Biafrans. Some tend to use the names of Biafrans to call, to want to bring us things, but God has given you wisdom to continue to defending the cause of Biafra. Thank you and good night.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very much. We are moving ahead, soldiering ahead. We wish to acknowledge the work that Precious Adigije is doing. Precious Adigije is adding all her friends onto the Radio Biafra Facebook group. They listen and they do. Everything we promised you, we have delivered. The only thing we have not delivered to date is the transmitter. The app is out. We are a Kweme. If we say something, we do it. The transmitter is the only thing left for us to bring. And we are going to bring it to you. But we need you to do what you can to make sure that it's possible, so that your name will be written down for your children and their children's children to remember the role you played. There was a book that was given to me in Israel that chronicles the history of the country and the spy masters that made the formation or the existence of the state of Israel possible. Everybody's name is there. You can't lie. The who is who that fought for Israel, they are all there. Prince De Favor as well is adding the friends on our Facebook group. We want to get to 100,000 initially, then we'll plan the assault on 1 million people. The same way that we are going to go all around the world preaching the message of redemption. People say sometimes, oh, the way you speak, why don't you change it and tone it down a bit? And I said, no, our people are dead. How was you? You need to wake them up. Or was they are so stupid that a whole ex-governor of an Igbo state is being locked out of his house in Lagos. People are not ashamed of themselves. Not ashamed. Ojus Okaro, his house was locked. Not even abandoned. In his own, there is no war in the country. His house is more or less abandoned. They frustrate him out because they know you have no backbone. You have no force. All your leaders have been compromised. You are nothing before them. That is why they can kill you with impunity. But as soon as our transmitter goes in there, Boko Haram will stop killing our people. You'll be wondering how and why. You will see, it will happen. Because the only thing we have is the truth. They come to us with bombs and they kill to kill us and envy and hatred. Our only weapon is the truth. We plant that truth in the bosom of the lands of our ancestors, the very sacred land called Biafra. And things will happen. That is why we are very comfortable, we are very relaxed. You will give us the money to buy the transmitter and we will buy it. We will not accept anything from you less than £1,000 each. Once we are up to 40 people, we stop because we have the other one anyway. We stop. We won't take anything from you again. You go and drink your champagne and go to nightclubs while they go and rape your grandmothers in the village. Incredible. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. Turn your system down.
This is Mr. Chukwuemeka calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Chukwuemeka from Dakar in Senegal. We want to connect you with other people as well. We want to
connect. That is the reason why I'm calling you. They know me here as Okachukwu Mercy. So I want to know if there is any group here in Dakar, Senegal.
Yes, you are going to contact Moses. You will contact Moses. Please turn your system off and speak to us. There is an echo coming back. It sounds very unprofessional. Please, I beg you.
Okay.
Turn it off.
Yes, I have turned it off.
That's better. Please take down this telephone number. The telephone number is +221.
Yes.
7786.
86.
47. 644.
644.
That is the number to contact. We want Senegal to be very strong. Dakar is very,
sir,
very strong.
Sir, it's Mr. Moses.
Moses, call Moses.
Moses, what? Is it Mr. Moses Ezra Konobi or Mr. Moses who?
Call Moses. You will find out who he is. You have his number. Call him and ask him, my dear brother, what is your surname? It's not difficult.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for what you guys are doing over there.
Thank you very much, and God bless you.
We are
thank
very
you.
Happy that we are going to support you.
Of course, we know that.
That we are going
Biafrans
to support
France will
you.
Buy the transmitter, regardless. Yeah, of, they
the
will buy it.
Is coming very soon. We because are doing all
it is
here.
Your transmitter. It doesn't belong to the Kano family. It is your transmitter, and you will buy it. You have no choice to save your people. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for calling. If people think they are going to get away with it, no. You are going to scrape and borrow and do overtime work because it is your gift to your people at home. You will do it. You have no choice. You have to buy it. You have to save your people. You want those back home being raped by Hausa Fulani men, their crops being destroyed. There is no means of livelihood. People selling their children. You want them to buy a transmitter for you. So they can get you Biafra, and then you fly aeroplane and come back with your family and do big man. And then they'll be serving you in the morning. You must be mad. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Good evening, Mr. Nnamdi.
Good evening, my dear brother.
This is Joseph Oru. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Good people of Dakar, they are waking up. Please, Joseph Oru, give us... In fact, we give you Moses' number to call Moses as well. The number is +221 7786 47644. We want Dakar, Senegal to be as powerful as Malaysia. We want it to be as powerful as Thailand is going to be. I see something going to happen in Thailand. A network of the very good type. And also to be like China. Those three key pillars in Asia are doing us proud. We acknowledge them. We want Senegal to be the same anchor for us in Africa. Please go ahead.
Personally, I know Okachukwu Mercy in person.
That's very
good. I will see him tomorrow.
That's good. That's very good.
Oh, I want to say something because I added you in Facebook. Biafra Senegal. I created the Facebook to organize some people.
Which Biafran what?
Senegal.
Okay, Biafran's in Senegal. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I send the information to you by Skype.
Yes, yes.
And every details about that. From there, I added them to Radio Biafra London, the group.
That is correct, yes. Yes, go ahead.
Aspect of it.
Yes.
Now that there are some people I wanted to, because personally I talked to them, but now they are coming up. Yes. In regard to Okachukwu Mercy, is somebody I know very well, and I think he is the kind of guy I like to work with.
That's very good. I love
tomorrow,
to
by the God grace, I will see him in person.
You so people should see each other and begin to grow Dakar in Senegal. I will tell you the reason why I love Dakar so much, because you people do not tolerate nonsense. You went to the High Commission, is it embassy or ambassador's residence in Dakar, and showed them who you people are made up of. And because of that, you have respect. You have our respect and admiration. You just don't sit there and talk and eat hamburger and drink a gallon of soda. Coca-Cola and Pepsi every blessed day, forgetting that your people are dying. There you went and taught them a lesson. Next time, when any of us dies in Senegal, they will give us the budget for us to take home and bury the person. Or else what happened to them before will happen to them again. OG, hear what I want to tell you.
Go ahead. Mr. Nnamdi, that kind of incident will not repeat itself again.
Of course.
Many have learned lessons from that, and we have known our left and right. They can never try that again. And we are not the type of burger and hamburger and pizza. We have them here, but it's not what we are here to eat. We are here for a purpose. Whosoever that left his home down here knows why he left. Nigeria is not a place, that zoo, to be. And all of us here in Senegal, it's part of one problem or the other. Also other people in diaspora. But the problem we have is no one comes out to say that enough is enough. But I can see the handwriting written on the wall that enough is enough. I am so glad what happened to Ojozor today.
Yes.
And I believe
and more is coming. More is, you see that P2B, that particular shopping mall that P2B built with 15 billion of Anambra people's money. The Hausa people will take it from him in Abuja. It will happen before everybody's eyes. Anyway, as God will do, God will block their senses in their brain so that they cannot connect the two lines together or the two dots. They can't link it together. They killed your people. They killed your people. And nobody said anything. They killed Muslim people and the British are jumping up. What does that tell you where you are? Onyajura Jona Jome. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have... Give us your name and where you are.
Hello?
This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are.
Hello?
Can
I can hear you. My name is Steve Oka. I am still calling from the same Dakar, Senegal.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Go ahead.
Because you have to assist me to give me the name, because more I'm a coordinator in person. I have lured many people into listening to Radio Biafra. I have been speaking to you on a daily basis sometimes.
Yes, yes, that is
and
true.
And I'm happy our people are coming up, so that if there is a way we can join the people here and the people over there, we can always, all of us can join together. And Mandy was now. Some of us from Dakar here, they are coming out now. So I would like to have their number, or if they can call me, they can also call me, tell me where to come. Maybe tomorrow we can give a day. I was over one great man. Yeah, his name is Pastor Vitalis. I am making an appointment to meet him and also to go to his church. Let him borrow us that his church, because now what the church we are advised to be going is Biafran Church, Ebony Bono, so that we can be meeting there. That man is a man of action as well, and I'm sure we buy this idea. Formerly, I don't used to go to his church, but listening to this educative platform, I have been mandated, and it's an obligation for me to be going there, because I know a lot of people that I've added in Radio Biafra and London, they go to that church. So please do me a favor and call me the number of whom you say that is our coordinator here, our general coordinator.
So the number is +221 7786 47
644.
And I also need to remind you, let me remind you that there is a meeting this Sunday coming at Ambassador Hotel. We don't want people to go there and be having fun. We want you to go and discuss Biafra. We don't want you to go there and be drinking. We want you to go there and discuss only Biafra and how to get Biafra take off in Dakar, in Senegal. The meeting is at Ambassador Hotel, 6 p.m. in the evening for this meeting. Tell everybody in Senegal who can make it to come to Dakar in Senegal, the capital, I presume, to Ambassador Hotel, okay?
Okay, sir. I will also inform my own people here. And sir, I promise you, I will document what we are going to do there, because we are not going to deliberate any issue that will not glorify the name of God, because Biafra is our church.
Exactly.
And we are fighting for our freedom.
And I will assure you that no matter anything, based on this Biafra issue, even when you are looking for something good, you have to give something good, something tangible. You have to give for something good. This Biafra has even, it has been turning a lot of people here to become good, because it's only our righteousness that can assist us in getting this Biafra so soon. And I pledge we will do our best and we'll get back to you. I will also upload whatever we will do in person, in my own Biafra. My Facebook name is Biafra Oka. So I will do everything. You will see everything. I promise you, we will start from somewhere. And we will also, because we are working, and God will also help us in any way ever.
Thank you very much.
Things, and God will assist us. Thank you too. God bless
amen.
You.
Amen. Thank you very, very much. Amen and amen and amen. Thank Give you. Us your name and where you are. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you? Is the caller on Skype there? Can you hear me? Samuel, can you hear me? No, they can't. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, please. We let us see who we put on hold. Let us see who is on hold. How many people do we have on hold? We have two people on hold. Let's take Stephen's one first.
Steve, yes.
Okay, we have concluded, Steve, isn't it? We have concluded. Let's go to Dixon and see if he's there. Can you hear me, Dixon? Can you hear me? Hello.
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 Yes, go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Ogannamde.
Good evening, my dear brother.
I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Yes.
Yeah, I'm Dixon Victor Stephen.
Yes.
Actually, enwaram igbo nem beta umonyo mwahia, umonyo mwahi ipe.
Are you serious? Which part of Ibeko are you from?
I'm from Omagom Ogba Ipe.
Ogba?
Yes.
Is it in Nkata Ogba or is it Ogba na Nkata? How do you have?
Ogba.
Is it Ogba? No.
Is Ogba na Nkata, Nkata season oga was Ogba na Nkata na Ogba. So we rejected it.
That is to tell you that I know the place very well. That is the home of Dr. Jojo Kezie.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
made the best result at Government College Omah up until today. The finest yeah. result ever. Dr. Jojo yeah. is from Oba. He's from Oba or Nkata. Which one is he from? Is it Oba or Nkata?
He's from Omobaso Oba.
It's Oba. Yes, Oba. Yeah, that's
yeah, it's from Omobaso Oba Ipe.
That is correct.
Yeah.
The owners of the township itself.
I know, it's from Oba. Yeah.
Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
I'm calling from Malaysia because we are here in Malaysia. We are in Penang. So we are not close to Kuala Lumpur, the capital of Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
So here in Penang, we have other interested Biafrans at heart, so but we don't have coordination here, and we are looking forward to see what we can do and how to contact with the capital of Malaysia, KL, the coordinator over there, so that we can be doing something done here in Penang.
There are many of them. Just stay where you are, because I'm going to give you, go and get a pen and paper, because I'll be partial a bit. You are my brother, so I'll give you all the leeway you need. Go and get a pen and paper, and I'll give you the number of our overall coordinator. In fact, he is the one coordinating, the coordinator of coordinators himself. His name is Ike Chukwu. And then we can give you Mike Bose. I don't know what his title is yet. All those things will become clearer when we go there.
Okay.
All those things will become clearer when we go there. I am trying to get hold of the numbers, if you please bear with me.
Okay.
And you are also on Skype. So why don't you just add them on Skype if I can't get hold of the numbers right now? Because obviously I'm at the controls trying to operate more than six equipments at the same time. So what
okay,
I'm going
what?
To ask, Adam Ikechukwu, add Ikechukwu, Enyago, Ikechukwu Enyago, which is wild elephant, Ikechukwu Enyago, on your Ikechukwu.enyago, or is it Ik Enyago? I think it's Ik.enyago. When you need these things, I've been speaking to Chuka Bosa all day today. So where on earth is his number? I can't seem to find it anymore.
Okay, Ikechukwu Enyiago. Ikechukwu dot Enyiago.
Yes, try to. Have you seen Ikechukwu dot Enyiago? Yes.
I'll try that later.
Yeah, find that. Yes, find that. Yeah. I'm trying to get Chuka's number. Once I get it, I should be able to give it to you. I was having a conversation with him earlier. These things have is deserted me somehow. In fact, hold on a second. Let Ikechukwu is calling. Hold on a second. Let's take his call. So stay where you are. Let's take his call.
Okay.
Stay where you are. Let's take Ikechukwu's call. I think he's calling into Radio Biafra. That is the good thing about the Malaysian people. They are all listening, despite the fact that now is very early in the morning. There is somebody trying to call, clogging up the line. So that is why we can't go to take his call. Let us go and take his call. Yes, sorry. The number is, his Skype name is ike.enyago. Ike dot.
Okay.
Enyago. Ike.enyago. The number is
601
what's the rest of it? 07302. Yes, that's the number. 07302. Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, that is Ikechukwu's number. 601-477-07302. Malaysia is okay. The most formidable group we have on this planet. Exceptionally formidable. So, if you are joining them, you must do them proud where you are.
There is no problem, sir. We'll do our best.
Go there and tell them how great Ibeku people are, because we descended from heaven direct. We didn't migrate from anywhere. I don't know if you know that. That is where we are, Ibeku, Iguasa. We came direct from heaven. We didn't migrate from anywhere else. Straight from heaven. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yes. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, may we have your name and where you are, please? We don't
know. Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. Turn your system down, please.
Okay. I'm Ifeanyichukwu Anoruo.
Ifeanyichukwu Anoruo. This is Radio Biafra. And I'm on
now. Yeah, I'm out.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, I'm calling from London here.
Yes, go ahead.
And please, Nnamdi Kanu and co. I'm very, very happy. And the good work you people are doing. To be honest with you, I have no other hope rather than Biafra. No matter whatever we do here, wherever in this world, there is no place like home.
Yes.
Please. The other day I contacted you, so whatever we can do to achieve this Biafra, please, I put my name there. Whatever that I'm responsible to do to make sure that this Biafra come through, I will do it. Nnamdi, did you hear me?
Very loud and clear. Loud and very clear. And we will call you immediately after the program to tell you what you are going to do. We need 40 people to do something very important to rescue our people. Our transmitter is our warhead. Our transmitter is our pathway into the fortress of the enemy.
Remember the day I met the servant, I contacted you to confirm.
That is correct anyway. That is
don't worry, we'll continue until you get the transmitter.
Of course.
Yeah.
Please go ahead. Please go ahead. Go ahead. Yes. Say what you want
to do. And I have to plead on behalf of those Biafrans that are saying how possible would this thing be. Please, my dear brothers and sisters, that you are in abroad today, this is exile. Know that once you are not in your home, you are in exile. East, west, north and south, no place like home. Please, everybody, true Biafrans, do whatever that you are meant to do. Tell yourself the truth. As Radio Biafra is telling you the truth, tell yourself the truth. And do what you are supposed to do. And let us get the transmitter.
and deliver ourselves. Nobody will deliver us. Thank you, Director. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much. You are a good man. Thank you very, very much for your call. That this is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on Skype. Are you still there? Are you there? Hello? We have somebody on Skype, but they are not listening. They are not following very simple instructions. Ikechukwu, thank you for that. When you call me, your number appears. When you call the studio line, your number appears. But I can't do all these sophisticated phones. It's all over the place. It's a Windows phone and it's too sophisticated for me. That is why I have to go back to the village where I am used to go back to an environment I'm accustomed to, and to be very close to nature, because here everything is plastic, everything is artificial. We want to go back to make our place better. We want to go back to make sure that everything that we are doing is designed for the glory of God. That is why we want to make our people realize, we want to make them understand that Biafra is very, very important. Biafra is very, very important.
Yes, it's nearly that time. I have to go. I'm afraid it's 9:30. Everybody keep adding on Facebook, please. I have Precious, I know you got to letter K. You're working A to Z religiously. Somebody added recently, a friend had 598 members in the group. It's amazing how 600 people are friends of this one man, and they have not added their friends either. So obviously there's a lot of people in this group who are Biafrans who are not adding their friends. So please keep adding, and I have to get back to my family. It is already 9:30. I'm nosy out by 9, so I've stretched it over, because I don't like to miss a word of this, but I will be listening. And good night to everybody.
Thank you very much. Good night, and thank you for your service to the people of Biafra. Thank you very much. If every Biafran can give half of what Karomonde gives to Radio Biafra, give to the wider Biafran struggle, we'll get our independence this year. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. We have somebody on Skype. Can you hear me? No, they can't hear us. They cannot hear us. Please, I wish you to call us back again. This is your radio station. This is the place you own. This is the only place you can call on this planet and be able to speak your mind very freely. Speak the way you want to without paying for it. Because it is your station. Everything in Biafra land is free. Our app is free. Other people, you may have to pay to download their app, but here it is free. Paid for by Biafrans to their fellow Biafrans. When you go to download Radio Biafra app, think to yourself, somebody paid for this to make it possible for those of you with your smart gadgets all over the world to download for free, to get Radio Biafra on the move. So wherever you are, you can listen to Radio Biafra. There'll be no more excuse. Wherever you are, you can be able to follow what is happening. You can come to the Facebook page. You can come to the Facebook group. You'll be able to interact with people on the go without having to do very much. That is why we are asking you to make it possible for those at home to receive the good news as well, to receive the gospel. That gospel is Biafra. The people preaching it are your own brothers and sisters at the studios of Radio Biafra in London. Our destination is very simple. We are heading towards Biafra. We are not going to retreat. We are not going to surrender. It is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. The reason why I know we are going to get Biafra is for one thing and one thing alone. We are very, very honest and clean people. God cannot bless you with what he has blessed us with if you're not clean and honest. The technology that we use to broadcast, if your hands are filthy, you cannot have it. The words that we speak, the authority with which we speak with, if you are not filled with the goodness that only the good Lord himself can give, you cannot do it. We are without fear in the face of our enemies. we are going to speak the truth always, even if you kill us, because we're speaking the truth. Every poor person will be defended, regardless. And we are going to be upright that God may love us. Because we are Biafran people. We will not retreat, we will not surrender. We are whiter than white. If you hear any day in your life, don't speculate, don't hope, don't prove, don't even wish it. Any day in your life that you wake up in the morning, you read, you hear that Nnamdi Kanu is no longer doing Biafra. Not just doing Biafra, just don't do Biafra. We do Biafra with a difference. The difference is that we do Biafra in truth and honesty. For us, Biafra is a selfless sacrifice, selfless dedication to the restoration, not just of Biafra alone, but the dignity of our people, the honor with which our ancestors were known. Truth, honesty, and transparency. If you are waiting tomorrow to read bad news about the director of Radio Biafra, about the staff of Radio Biafra, about the editorial board, you have a very long wait, because it will never happen. As long as we live, we cannot. I didn't say, because sometimes people can abandon the struggle and be saying, oh, I'm a Biafran. I can be wearing t-shirt and saying, I'm talking about Biafra, but in spirit, I'm not for Biafra. We cannot afford not to get Biafra. If we don't bring Nigeria down before 2015 ends, then we would have lost the battle. Even the war in its entirety. We will be converted to Muslims. Your Islam becomes the nightmare you are fearing, becomes a reality. They are there already. And we can't allow that to happen, because we are the children of God. The time now is coming up to 24 minutes to 10 p.m. here in London. Our program is running today for 3 hours. We'll be here for the next half an hour, for the next 30 minutes. Our lines were not secure enough, so we lost the very eminent barrister himself, Barrister Mamezu. We lost him. We'll try and get him back if it's possible. I hope he's well. We are also with our dear sister, Chidera Akabo. We'll be going to her in a short while. And millions of listeners all over the world who this very day can go to Google Play or go to Android Market and download Radio Biafra app on their mobile devices for free, because another Biafran somewhere said, this is my gift to my people. Another Biafran somewhere said, this is the best thing I can ever do for my people. Let us see what our sister has to say. This is from Ifeoma Linda. Ifeoma Linda Chinwoba is writing to us. We'll go to what she has to say in a minute, but first of all, we'll try to take this call. It is the reestablishment of our contact with Barrister Mamezu. Yes, Barrister Mamezu, it is a good thing to have you back, please. It's a good thing to have you back. Our lines, we are not very secure this evening. We will try and secure it. Are you with me?
So all the way, anytime, any day.
Please go ahead, go ahead.
Yes, Director, I know you have probably have an hour to conclude, but today's program has been very excellent and plain sailing.
Barrister, we have 22 minutes, not 1 hour.
22, no, not half an hour. No, okay, 22. So 8 minutes is gone.
Yes.
Out of half an hour.
Yes.
That's fine, Director. I mean, you've done, you're great, and of course, you always do a great job. So, 8 minutes, we can get maybe two or three guys to talk and tell us what they feel. But for the past 2 hours plus, a lot of things has been said, and we appreciate those who called. And, of course, I know that quite a lot of people are even trying to get through. But Radio Biafra is a station that do their best in order to accommodate everybody to come into view. But whereby we cannot get everybody on board. Tomorrow is another day. But, Director, at the bottom line is our quest
is to get Biafra. No matter what is, it will take us. Few people who realize is the importance of Radio Biafra. They are coming forth, they are coming forward. I will urge everybody to come forward if you like. You might even take this to be my last comment for this evening, that we are encouraging people to make their donations because this transmitter we're talking about is the only weapon we have to educate our people and to let them know that we are not being supported by anybody. We are only supporting ourselves because we can never stay back. We can never move back from coming forward. Biafra is Biafra, and Biafra will stand. That particular nation, the sovereignty of Biafra can never be deleted, it can never be effaced, and it can never be downgraded. Enough of all the shambles that has been placed on Biafra. And from now on, we are doing our best to make sure that we resurrect where we came from, and we do our best to make sure that it will stand. No matter what it takes, if it be that we have to sell all we have in order to make sure that Biafra is where we are heading back to. Because even the West are not our friends. They are not our friends. Because we know where the allegiance
is. Despite giving us the Bible.
Sorry?
Despite them giving us the Bible, they don't love us.
They gave us the Bible. They gave us the Bible. Strange? Just like I was agreeing with you earlier. Are you sure these guys are not Muslims?
They are Muslims.
Preaching Bible and giving us they in order to be subjugated, submissive, and for us to remain placid and very, very calm. They are Muslims. I tend to agree with you, Director. We have to keep an eye on them. But whatever they are, Biafrans, we are clever. We are clever to whatever is happening. They have conjured and mixed us up in the past. This time we are all awake. Everybody's watching. And we will not let this to happen a second time. We are all active now. And God is with us and God is our witness. May everybody who listens to Radio Biafra live long. May tomorrow be another day for all of us. This will be my last comment this evening.
Yes.
To tomorrow. May God bless all of you. And Director, may you live long to cheer us again for tomorrow. You take care, Director, and the rest of Radio Biafra. May God bless all of you. Good night from Barrister Imam Mizu. Bye.
Thank you, Barrister. Thank you very much. We managed to get hold of you. That is what happens to us all the time. Regardless of whatever comes our way, we manage to surmount it. There is no problem that is insurmountable for us. The reason why we lost the war was because we did not plan for it. It was forced upon us. That is why we need to plan now. We need to plan ahead. We need to make sure that we don't make the same mistakes ever, ever, ever again. We are going to plan ahead. People say they want Biafra. I want to go further to make this statement very boldly that they will beg us to leave them alone. They will be the ones to beg us to leave them alone. We will give them anything they want. For us to make that happen, you need to give us the implements. You need to give us the equipments to embark upon this very campaign. It is structured. It is methodical. Each step of the way is designed to deliver a particular result. The people that listen to Radio Biafra, despite all the criticisms of our people, are the cream of the cream. They are the ones that are battle ready. I've said it before, there is a difference between Agowuru. Nago, not anymore here. There's a difference between the lion, the tiger, the leopard, and the pussycat at home. They're from the same cat family. There's no difference. If you see a pussycat and you see a lion, it's the same thing. There is no difference. They are all from the cat family. But why is pussycat at home rather than in the forest hunting? Why is Pussycat at home wanting to be to rub the head all the time so it will feel fine and be licking itself? It wants to look clean. But it's at home. Not where cats are in the bush hunting as predators. Well, once in a while, to go into the nearby farm and pick up a rat and come in, or a lizard and come in, when the counterparts are in the forest. That is what happens, my people. That one day, I've told you this thing before, the head of the cat family, the big lion, brought all the children together and frightened them. Some of them stood, but some ran away. The ones that ran away turned into pussycat at home. The ones that stood remained in the forest, and that is how you have the lions, the tigers, and the leopards, and the cheetahs. And pussycat is at home. Those people in the US and some of them in Canada that have turned into pussycats, you stay there where you are. You will die there. We won't even let your cubs come back home. You can't come to that land that you did not help build. You can't come to it. And we cannot beg you for anything, never. But Biafra will get it. If you like, join the Hausas to fight us because you have a house in Lagos. Before you even join them, they have taken your house. Your house is gone. If they can take Oji, they can sack Oji Zokano from his house. Who are you that they will not drive you away? You have wasted your money in Lagos, and shame unto you for leaving your land. Do you think that God is stupid? Do you think God is hopeless? Do you think that the God that stopped Islam from entering your land is stupid? If God wanted you to be a part of Nigeria, he would have allowed Islam to conquer you. Yet, you went and handed yourself over like a prostitute. And that is why they can drive you away anytime. Look at Oji Zokano making noise. He travels with police escort back home. Let him go to his house at Ikoyi now. They've locked it. Ndara. We have Chidera on the line. Is that correct?
Yes, Director.
Yes, Chidera, we asked you to read us a portion of the Bible. Do you have it? Mark chapter 5, 1 to 9. Do you have it? Because Radio Biafra is here to, not only to be political, to be economical, not with the truth, I hasten to add, to be very social, interactive, educative, covering every manner of issue. At the same time, what we are making possible is the spiritual dimension, the spiritual angle of what we are doing. That we have God in heaven, and God is a Biafran. And because we be a good people, we are come from, descended direct from heaven. We didn't migrate from anywhere. We can testify to his existence. And that is why God only understands one greeting in Igbo language. You know what that greeting is, Chidera?
Is it Chukwu Abiyama?
Chukwu Abiyama is his name. Do you know the only greeting you can give to God in Igbo language and he will accept it?
I don't know.
Okay. It's the greeting of my people. It's called a mama.
Okay. Noted.
Yes. Mama means beauty, beauty to the highest in heaven. That's the meaning of it. Beauty upon beauty. His name is beautiful. That's what it means. Please, do you have Mark chapter 5, 1 to 9?
Yes,
Barrister Mamezu asked us to read this and we must read it. Please go ahead.
And they came over onto the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who had his dwelling among the tombs. And no man could bind him, no, not even with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send him away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea.
Yes, and they choked in the sea and perished.
As they drowned.
And this is the story of Radio Biafra in a nutshell, but my perspective, the angle from which I am approaching this very biblical story is slightly different from that of Barrister Memmeses. And I will tell you why. Jesus Christ did not do anything to this man. Yet the demons in him said, why are you tormenting me? The people that say that Radio Biafra torment them, they are the ones with the bad spirit in them, evil spirit are in them. They have evil names, but they are filled with evil spirits. When they hear Radio Biafra, they take cover, they run away. It is not them running away, it is the evil Nigerian spirit in them that is being tormented. That is why they don't listen to Radio Biafra. My parents, I can trace my ancestry going back to as time can remember where I come from. I'm a son of the soil. My parents are Igbo people from the same clan, so to speak. I preach my version of Biafra to them and they accept it. I castigate Igbo people in front of them and they accept it. Because they know that the word Igbo needs to be purified and cleansed. Emeru got that name. The name is defiled. It has to be cleansed. When people hear Radio Biafra, people filled with evil spirits, with Igbo names, and with Nigerian spirits in them, they flee from Radio Biafra. They are the ones gossiping. It is not them speaking, it is the evil spirit in them talking. They give all manner of excuses. But they will not succeed. Because God is with us. Do you know why God is with us, Chidera?
Yes.
Because we have not done anything wrong. If you know what Nnamdi Kanu has done, come on the air and say it. If you claim I'm not picking your call, go and join Facebook and write it and we'll pin it on the wall. We are whiter than white. And whiter than snow itself. That is why I can stand in front of anybody and preach Biafra. Regardless of who you are. You preach Yole. And Biafra is coming. If you join our enemies, we crush you. And you will die. We will trample upon your tormented body. Full of legions of evil spirits. And we keep marching on to get Biafra. Biafra is God's promise to us. That is the only thing he owes us. Is Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. And you see what will happen. Frederick Lugard created Nigeria. Tukwu Abiamah created Biafra. If God does not give us Biafra, I will die and I will go to heaven. I will go to before, even if I'm going to hell, before I'll go and ask God. Because they say he will sit in judgment of the righteous. Or even of those who are unrighteous. I will say to him, is Lord Lugard greater than you? Is Frederick Lugard greater than you? You are God. You created Biafra before Nigeria. How come Nigeria swallowed up your own creation? Regardless of our sins, we have suffered enough, we have died enough, we have been killed enough, we've been humiliated enough. And our cries must go to God and he will accept it. And he will set us free before 2015 or we will die in that country. God is my witness. We'll all die together. This is Radio Biafra. In time to come, you will tell your children about our story. They shall tell their children and their children's children that one time, one evening, they heard from Radio Biafra that the kingdom of heaven is coming to this earth, and that kingdom of heaven is Biafra. Biafra is the center of the world. If you join all the continents together before the tectonic plates started to drift away from one another, the land of Biafra is the center of the universe. That is where the sun rises from. That land is holy. That is why we don't kill on that land. That is why we abhor murder on our land. People who don't understand these virtues, these values of a once proud race. They are in America misbehaving. They are in Canada misbehaving. They are in Europe misbehaving. Because they do not regard themselves, they have turned into servants and into slaves of other people. It is our sacred duty to return them from whence they came. And we ask for God's mercy as we do that. Chidera, please give us your closing remarks because we have come to the end of today's program, please, if you may.
Wonderful people of Biafra, thank you for listening to today's broadcast. We've heard everything that is said, and by God's grace, we are on our way to getting the transmitter. I'm also very grateful to all of you that started redeeming your pledges, and I'm also encouraging the other people to continue to do same, because we must get our Biafra. Whatever we make promise here, we always achieve it by the special grace of God. That is why we are God's chosen people. We are the Biafrans. Also, all the people that added their friends on Facebook, and I think Prince Okeke is adding his friends right now. We're having a rapid growth on Facebook. We're still maintaining the 6,000 plus. That's to show you that we are God's people. I don't think there's any other group on Facebook that's experiencing that kind of growth except us. So thank you all for listening today. Also, rejoin us tomorrow, sometime 7 p.m. London time. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We are the largest group on Facebook. Go and check it anywhere. Group, I didn't say like. You like and you run away. People who are on our group is the largest. We made Biafra the most talked about topic on Facebook. Nothing else apart from Biafra. We did not do it because we are strong or more intelligent than other people, but because God is with us. We did not start Radio Biafra because we are more clever than anybody else, but because God is with us. We are the only people, as tiny as we are, with our own independent application you can download onto your system. Why have we done it? Because Chukwu Abiyama is with us. We thank all of you who will on Sunday go to Biafran churches around you. Wherever you are, start a Biafran church. I will have a meeting with Ekwenche to give us spiritual guidelines as to how we are going to accomplish this and make our path back to God as smooth as possible. Because Biafra will remain our religion. This radio Biafra for eternity will remain where we worship. And as long as man walks the face of the earth, Chukwu Abiyama will remain our God. God will bless all of you one after the other. But more importantly, God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much. 7 p.m. tomorrow. Oh, my dear, I'll be cool, I can see you.
Onye chekwuba Olisa, omesi oga dị mma. Onwe bịa ọ dịka uwe gasịa. Onwe bịa ọ bụrụ ọrụ ekwensu. Onwe bịa ọ dịka uwe gasịa. Onye nwelu ndidi, otesi oga dị mma. Asili umu enu Ibi mena numu waga asilili Angananti asili umu enu Angananti oku umu Angananti asili umu enu Ibi mena numu waga asilili